Wrong is a Red Shovel Network production. The Red Shovel Network consists of The Drew Mack Show, Child of the Duff's No Bullshit News, Emma Elric's Soul of Detroit, and No Filter Sports and shit. Enjoy the following Red Shovel Network production, please.
What's poppin'? We're in the DealsInTheD.com studios for the Tuesday version of the Drew and Mike Show. And first of all, OJ on Twitter, you wouldn't think this would affect the show as much as it has already. Whose volume am I turning up there?
Not mine.
Oh, there. There's mine. I think I turned somebody up. OJ is on Twitter for some reason saying that Norman Pardo is not his manager. It never has been.
Yeah.
We've interviewed Norman many times. His movie is coming soon. He's in a lot of video with OJ. He's somebody to him.
I feel like he's just splitting hairs because they hung out a lot.
OJ says he's never had a manager. He's always managed his own affairs and quite successfully.
Yeah. Have you noticed in every video he's posted there's some underlying threat, like who he's going to murder?
Yeah.
There's like some...
Well, this, the getting even and accountability... How dare he talk about accountability? What?
It's like a summer replacement series, though, isn't it?
Great. It's
like
the best.
Twitter by Twitter, he's going to, like, sort of thread out who he's going to murder. And
seems like he's keeping us busy. I guess we should look at the tweet in a second. But first, I want to mention that our Facebook is brought to you, as it has been for a while now, by our friends at Mesa Tacos and Tequila in Royal Oak. The patio's open in full effect at Mesa Tacos and Tequila. Enjoy the warm sunshine. Check out Mesa's $7.99 summer lunch specials being served daily now. Plus bottomless chips and salsa to go with your fresh-squeezed margaritas and 150 tequilas, the most in the state. We got a nice review, a couple of nice reviews just recently from people who went to Mesa.
Yeah, and salsa.
Yeah.
Sassy.
Salsa's
sassy
great.
Sassy salsa.
I must say.
Uh-huh.
And then we've been offered an opportunity to have Hims as an advertiser.
Yeah.
So this is weird. They give you one commercial. They pay for one commercial, and it's like, if that doesn't work, you're gone.
I know. We need people's help to get we need people's help by them getting better boners.
It's very provocative what they're offering.
Yes. For Hims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, sexual wellness for men. It seems like there's a lot of emphasis on the sexual wellness. Now,
exactly is sexual wellness?
It means
30. I don't know if you know this, but over 25% of new ED cases are guys under 40.
Oh, my God.
I hear that every now and again, but I always thought, no, that can't be.
Well, maybe they're diagnosing them correctly now.
I'll tell you what. There sure are a lot of people in the market for boner pills. That's one thing I've noticed.
Who doesn't want a better boner?
Of course. No, of course. Absolutely. Which is why you should go to forhims.com/Drew. Be sure we get the credit for it when you pick up your boner pills or whatever whatever else it is. And
they're real boner pills. They're not like, Alex Jonesian snake oil.
Well, doesn't sound like it. I know these guys have been around for a while, and apparently there are other versions than the ones that you hear about all the time that work very well. So for hims.com/Drew, and they do entertain other items, skin care,
yeah,
hair loss,
mm-hmm,
sexual wellness.
Things for premature ejaculation.
I didn't know there was any cure for that. Do they have pills for that?
Oh, no, they have like thought processes for that.
For Hims?
Yeah, so you can think and...
Oh, I see. Oh, they send you a lot of box scores and stuff?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people probably know about For Hims.
It's also for her.
forhims.com/Drew. forhims.com/Drew. If you want to try them, believe me, people are getting these somewhere. We don't always know where they get them, but people declare a lot of success. A lot of younger people, too.
Nice.
Older people of all ages, are getting glass-cutting boners, and perhaps you would like to try this, too.
You do. You fill out a questionnaire, and then a doctor consults you. They have a doctor in every state. It has to be done by a doctor in your state.
Oh, I see. Okay.
They consult you online, and they say, yes, you are not rock enough. Here are some meds.
Do you have to prove it?
Well, to the doctor.
If you show him your best boner.
I don't know if it's video chat.
Online?
Yeah, it's about 5/8.
He can't get his penis hard no matter how much he tries.
You know, as funny as that sounds, it probably is not terribly funny. Try Hims for a month for just $5. They'll get you started for $5 while supplies last. See website for full details and safety information. Yeah, go to the website, and you'll see all kinds of things that might well interest you guys. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy, by the way. Mm-hmm. Go to forhims.com/Drew. forhims.com/Drew. Is there anything else we need to mention?
No, just everybody go get a better boner, so they'll stay with us.
And is there anything else we need to emphasize, like the skincare or...
They wanted us, believe it or not, to focus on better boners.
Okay.
More, you know, harder, stronger, faster, huge, quickly.
I think there's probably a lot of attention being raised already. forhims.com/Drew.
For $5, you can try, you know, the little blue pill and see what happens.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Maybe it'll help you. I don't know.
Send me one, too. forhims.com/Drew. So there. Okay. See how it goes.
Hit the lights. No, it's boner time.
We're done with For Hims for a month. Is that how it works? One commercial a month for a few months?
Yeah, but they have other clients.
Okay. All right. Well, no harm. No foul. Okay. O.J. Simpson on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Let's hear the message, because we're going to talk to Norm Pardo, who I'm sure is going to admit that he's not O.J.'s manager and that he's been just making it up all this time.
Hello, Twitter world. This is yours truly. You know, this is my first venture into the social media world, and it's amazing, you know, especially how quickly they can put up counterfeit sites. Anyway, we'll deal with that. My life has always been involved in the sports world, and I suspect as the weeks go on, that's pretty much what we'll be talking about.
For a second.
Once in a while, I'm going to go off topic.
You pause it. Is he going back to, does he think he's going back to being running back OJ?
Yeah. Yeah. Or Nordberg OJ, maybe. I don't know.
I think
Man
he
of the
really,
people, OJ.
He wants to reemphasize his 12,000 yards and his 275 yard
game. One time on Thanksgiving, I played the Lions. I ran for 273. Drew is how many I ran. I'll kill you.
Who cares about one stupid day? Come on, remember what a great running back I was? We're going to be here to talk about sports. He acts like Twitter is a TV show or something, or a daily radio show. What about you?
Talk about something else, and this is one of those times.
Oh, yikes. Know,
Bob Kardashian, he's like a brother to me. He's a great guy.
He
met
and
married Chris, and they really had a terrific time together when they were together.
But she left him because I killed her best friend.
But never, and I want to stress, never in any way, shape, or form had I ever had any interest in Chris romantically, sexually, and I never got any indication that she had any interest in me.
Not even
so
sexually.
All of these stories are just bogus.
Bogus.
Bad, you know, tasteless.
Chloe,
like all the girls I'm very proud of,
he's
just
such
like
an arbiter.
Bob would be if he was here, but the simple facts of the matter is she's not mine. Now,
she's
one
not
of
mine.
The people who's spreading this rumor is a guy that the media loves to say is my manager. I have one manager in my whole life, Chuck Barnes, when I came out of USC for 3 years. Unfortunately, he died about 45
years ago. Who the hell are you talking about?
Because I killed him. I killed Chuck Barnes.
My own office. With the help of Skip Taft, my lawyer, my two assistants, Marilyn O'Brien, the late Marilyn O'Brien.
I killed her, too.
Brenda.
Why so many dead
I've
people?
I've always managed my own affairs, and I like to think very successful.
I don't think so.
So when you see these guys like Norm and these guys claim that they're my manager, it's just not true. I may have done a deal here or there with them, but none of these guys have ever was anything remotely like a manager for me. In any event, that's it for today. Happy Father's Day.
She laughed there. What? Oh my God, Joosh.
He's managed his affairs quite successfully.
It's funny, Amanda commented on Facebook Live. So many shout outs. The Juice has so many shout outs.
Keep him coming, Juice. Now, is he going to kill everybody who has a negative comment on Twitter?
I live in a no negative zone.
That doesn't seem like a no negative zone to me.
Yeah, getting even.
Don't you love that he's proud of Chloe?
I know. All of them. All of Bob's kids.
She's so happy.
Oh, man. Happy Father's Day to Ron Goldman, or Fred Goldman.
Yeah.
He still has kids, even though I killed one.
Today is the 25-year anniversary of the Bronco Chase.
I know.
Yeah.
So I guess we should get out Mr. Higgins.
Yes,
because that's the first time we heard that. As Peter Jennings.
Ask everybody to be quiet for a moment. We have on the phone.
I can't believe how long he stays with this guy. That's I can't get over
the neighborhood and is on the ground and can see inside the van. Mr. Higgins.
Yes, how are you?
Just about as tense as you are, sir.
Oh, my Lord, this is quite tense.
What can you see?
Well, what I'm looking at right now is I'm looking at the van and I see OJ kind of slouching down, looking very, very upset. Now, looking here, he looks very upset.
Bail, Peter.
I don't know what he's going to be doing.
Can you see him doing anything specific? Is he merely sitting there?
He is just sitting around, you know, just looking like he'd be very nervous.
Can you hear anything, Mr. Higgins?
It's just too much commotion. I'd be in the back of a news van, so I can't really hear that good, but I can see it all. And I see OJ. I see OJ, man, and he looks scared. And I would be scared because there's cops all deep in this.
Thank you, Mr. Higgins.
And baba booey to y'all.
Oh, poor Peter.
The driveway of OJ Simpson's home in Brentwood. Clearly an effort being made to have him come out of the vehicle.
He's trying to talk his way out of this phony phone call.
In the doorway of the house.
Like it didn't happen.
His friend, Al Cowling.
Peter, by the way, just for the record, this is Al Michaels. That was a totally farcical call. Lest anybody think that that was somebody who was truly across the street. That was not.
What?
He said something in code at the end that's indicative of the mentioning of the name of... a certain radio talk show host.
Okay, thanks, Al.
So he was not there.
All right, we have them on every coast. Thank you very much.
Busted.
Not the first time nor the last time we'll have been had, but...
You don't know that.
It's also the 25-year anniversary of...
him yelling at Barbara.
Peter, there have been some...
Barbara, quiet for a second. I apologize, but he's coming out.
Okay. There are men talking here, Barbara.
Barbara, shut the fuck up, please. And then what she had to tell us was that... O.J. Simpson could be in the same cell with Lyle Menendez. Didn't she say that? Or in the cell block?
There have been some reports that when he is arraigned, that he would be in the cell next to Eric Menendez, which is currently empty. This is what we had heard today, and it's just...
great piece of information.
Something to add to what might happen in the future.
Would they really tell the media, he's going to be in the cell next to Eric Menendez?
Which is currently
empty.
Empty, but she takes like 5 seconds. To
Barbara, shut up. We know how to kill time around here.
she's totally milking it.
I know it is the 25-year anniversary today, but can you believe that OJ is still making waves in the world?
I mean,
you think there'd be a lot of people going, who is this guy? I don't know who you're talking about.
Did you see Jeffrey Toobin on Good Morning America today?
I didn't. Was he good?
I love Toobin. Yeah, well, he was talking about this, and he was talking about how much he's like, OJ, more than anyone I have ever met, loves to be famous.
Oh, yeah.
And he's right. He does. He loves being the juice.
I think he also loves, you know, like he's showing himself in those loose shirts. He loves the fact that he lost his prison weight before he got out. Wow, he's so... calculated.
I think he's really... I bet you he's nailing a lot of chicks right now.
Yeah.
Because he's running
really?
Back OJ again.
So?
Yeah, he's selfie OJ, running back OJ, Twitter OJ. Yeah. He's back. I mean, he would have never gone...
No, but he's still
on...
a murderer. Everyone knows he's
I know
a
he is, but people seem to have kind of forgotten.
He needs to...
I mean, look at all the pictures he takes. People kiss his ass. They
But I don't know. Maybe they're done in jest. The picture.
Well,
I'd get a selfie with Juice.
I would too.
I'd ask him.
I would too.
And as he put my arm around me, I'd go, I'd pretend I was dying or something. He was murdering me.
Probably bring up the Thanksgiving game.
Yeah, that was great.
That's what he should name his show when he gets it, because he is going to get a show, right?
I
because he's
so
huge now.
You've been juiced.
Call it. Oh, there you go.
Oh, my God.
No, that was a show, Trudy.
Oh, right.
So dumb.
It was his hidden camera show. You've been juiced.
No one knew Hoo Ha Ha to be his new show.
But it was before Punk. Actually, he was a visionary.
Yeah, the problem is everybody was like, hey, you're O.J. Simpson, are you? No, 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 I'm just Joe Smith. That's going to murder you.
Long lost tapes of that.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
Oh, they're so, it's so awkward.
Delivering pizza?
Well, nobody knows what juiced is.
Kane's Pizza, this is OJ. How can I help you?
Check this out.
Why would you use the name OJ?
Simpson's selling a white Bronco.
He's kind of like Rodman. He thinks he's really funny.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you the car has escapability.
He even escapability. Autographed a bullet hole in the Bronco.
This is a Bronco signed by OJ Simpson. With an authentic bullet hole in it.
They're the lost OJ Simpson tapes. In 2006, desperate to make money and put his career back on track, Simpson made a long-forgotten TV show called Juiced.
Come on, man, buy some OJ from the juice, man. Oranges from OJ, man.
It was kill a rip-off
you. Oh, he's selling OJs.
Then popular MTV show Punked. Each segment of Juiced ended with Simpson telling unsuspecting targets,
what?
You've been juiced.
There was an uproar over plans for the pay-per-view show, and Juiced was junked.
We need that drop.
Now, never fails to deliver. Now, with the hit FX drama, The People vs. O.J. Simpson, reigniting fascination with the case,
okay.
Juiced is being...
Cuba Gooding Jr., you've been juiced.
Oh, my God.
The guy...
Nicole and Ron, you've been juiced.
The guy looked positively terrified.
Well, yeah, because he's a murderer.
You've been juiced.
He is so bizarre.
Terrifying.
Wow. Cuba Gooding's in a little more trouble.
Yeah.
Okay. Social media star Claudia Oshry claims Cuba Gooding Jr. sexually assaulted her when she was 16. In another allegation, I bet you there's going to be more. Instagram famous Oshry. Instagram famous. Why is she Instagram famous, by the way? She's not hot.
I know.
Is she hot?
I think she hosts a show or something, too.
Oh, God. Made the revelation on her Morning Toast podcast.
Oh, boy.
The day before the Oscar winner surrendered to the NYPD.
At the end of the day, like, I don't know if I've ever considered myself to be, like, a victim of sexual assault, because I'm not. But yes, when I was in high school, I was fucking 16 years old. Cuba Gooding Jr. put his finger up my butt, and I felt wild.
I felt wild.
Ooh, she liked
what,
it.
What, unleashed her?
All right.
Like, I felt... I don't even know what the right word is, and now it's just like become a part of who I am. It's part of my story. What, the Cuba Gooding's finger was in her butt?
Yeah.
That's a weird.
It's not on her resume.
Maybe. I don't believe it. Do you believe
it? Neither.
I think she wants, we found out who this person is and that she has a podcast. Why don't you come out and say Cuba did something to you, Trudy?
Okay. What should he
I don't know.
Say?
Something else, something different.
You don't want to say finger in your butt.
No.
Remember that time Cuba Gooding Jr. put his finger in Brandon's butt?
What's mine get?
It's part of his story.
Oh, man.
Oshry,
part of who he is.
Who rose to fame for her Instagram account, Girl With No Job, says she's worked the story as part of her comedy tour, and audience members have come up to tell her their own stories of hard-partying Gooding getting grabby at bars. Oh, I don't know. I do have a feeling.
I just don't believe her.
I'm still amazed. Have you seen the video, Trudy?
No, I haven't. I have, but it was so grainy. I couldn't really tell who was who.
He grabs her boob. His hand's on her boob. And he's on her thigh, her upper thigh before that. He's reaching across his girlfriend, puts his hand on her thigh right when she sits down. Then he reaches up, and he's touching her boob. Huh. And she takes his hand off, and he then grabs her hand and kisses it.
Wow.
And then they show him sitting on a couch when she's talking to a security person. She's upset. And Cuba starts to walk over and stumbles and falls over and then on the couch. And then he gets up and walks out of the bar. I think he was a little hammered.
There it is.
Yeah. You've been Cubed.
Yeah, I don't understand how people are looking at this and saying they don't see him doing anything wrong. Because it seems pretty simple to me.
Oh, here's TMZ discussing
my breast. And I don't think that's what the video shows. I think he was doing this. I think it's like, can I get away with this?
Her hand is right here. And he goes to reach for the hand to kiss it.
He does go full English gentleman on her after. Our full creeper covering his tracks. Who can tell?
There's no way you can prosecute this guy on this, right?
I think he's cooked.
I mean, just the fact that everybody is saying, think, that's the way these trials work.
Usually with real lawyers, but yeah. Here's where it gets weird. Another guy comes over, takes a drink out of Cuba's hand, and distracts him with some sweet pelvic gyrations. Then, 30 minutes later, Cuba moves downstairs, his accuser follows, and appears to complain to security while Cuba takes off.
It looks like she says to him, yes, he did, and you see the security guard shake his head.
What's his lawyer saying?
Based on the video, there will be total exoneration here.
And then we got this video, and he kind of changed his tune saying,
no comment.
Sounds like someone needs a good defense.
Doesn't he look weird?
Special night
walking to the police station?
Looks
drunk.
Looks hammered.
No, but I said if it's a
swinger night, then you see this is the normal
shut up,
activity
Raquel.
You see.
Oh my God.
Whatever.
That's swinger night at that club, or does she just make these things up?
I don't know.
Yeah, she might be.
I bet we're going to hear more about Cuba Gooding. I'm just guessing.
As long as
I
no
hope
video
not.
Of his finger like in someone's butt.
He and Wayne Brady are like the same guy in my head.
That's racist.
No, no, it's not. They're very. They have you know very similar temperament, and they're both comedians.
True. Although Wayne Brady's a nice, well, Wayne, seems Wayne, like a nice person.
Yeah.
I think Cuba seems like a cool guy. Until he was really nice when we met him, but I don't know. Our beloved studio sponsors and friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInTheD.com are smack dab in the middle of their Jeep celebration event. They're excited for you to be a part of it. During Zot's Jeep celebration event, lease a new 19 Jeep Compass Limited at $188 a month. You can also lease a new 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee for just $277 a month. Or, if you're more of a Ram truck type, how about leasing a new 19 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 as low as $169 a month? Better still, how about 0% financing on all new 2018 Ram heavy duties in stock? As you can see, Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is kicking off this hot summer with a bang, so take advantage of these great deals right now. Do we have new copy for Dr. Yeldo?
I do not have new copy for Dr.
Okay.
Yeldo.
Okay, I think maybe we're waiting one more day.
Well, I mess with it if it's working.
Exactly. Cat's Custom LASIK from Dr. Yeldo. See better than 20/20. Throw out the old technology, the reading glasses, all that crap. Get super normal vision if you're lucky, because a lot of people do get better than 20/20. Takes just a few minutes. It's painless. You get to throw all those contacts and glasses in the garbage. Multifocal lens implants for people 45 plus. Forever frees you from your hated reading glasses, gives you precise far vision, and will prevent cataracts from ever forming. Got nothing to lose by seeing Dr. Yeller for a free evaluation, including frames. They've got lots of frames. In fact, Joe, the intern, the 59-year-old intern from Charlie's show, he's going to get some frames from Dr. Yeldo. And they've got sunglasses, too. Is Trudy purchased a pair?
Yes, I did.
Pretty cool.
Very nice.
You should get an eye exam every 2 years anyway. Tell them Drew and Mike sent you for an additional discount. Call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. And it's almost Norman Pardo time.
Who's not my manager.
Is Norman calling us?
No, we're calling him.
Okay. Trump on 30 Hours with Trump was interesting last night with George Stephanopoulos. We'll have to take a look at that.
He does not like coughing.
No.
Yeah. That was really interesting for the simple fact that the guy knows how TV works.
Oh, he does. He's... I don't know. I don't think people give him enough credit for what he does. They just say it's horrible. But he, I don't know. I'm curious to see how the election goes. Every poll says he would get trounced right now. I'm not sure if that's true. Although, you know, Hillary Clinton led by 17 points at this point.
That's right.
2015. I guess that was when he was first the front runner.
What else did you like from that show? Was it of interest? I didn't see it, the whole interview.
Right off the bat, you know, Trump said no collusion, and George said, did you read the Mueller report? Didn't say no collusion.
And Trump's response was, did you?
Yeah, which I thought was funny. And they did that again later in the show. But anyway, I went online because I'm like, well, I thought he was cleared of the Russian thing. And I read it says the president was not engaged in any conspiracy with Russia's effort to. So I didn't really know. I didn't understand the argument at all. I realize obstruction. They left it open.
Yeah.
But I don't understand why George.
They weren't even looking at collusion. They were looking at the Russians meddled in our election, well, which they did, and they clearly did.
But they used the term conspiracy, and they said Trump did not.
Yeah, no, there
was not involved in a conspiracy
with
the Russians.
They could not prove conspiracy.
I didn't understand what George was arguing.
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Well, you'll see it because they get into it about every 5 minutes on the show. Norman Pardo. We'll get some juice music.
Oh, yeah. Hang on.
Yeah, we used to have so many great juice songs.
I know. And you know what?
What are his songs?
I cannot find
the Wild Thing.
Yeah,
Wild Thing with Sam Kinison. That was a.
Why is that a juice song?
Because
it was good.
Sam. Well, I don't know. Bob Rivers made that.
Oh,
actually, I think.
But it's not on his site, so.
It's not?
No.
We must have had 20 OJ songs.
I'm just going to have to go with this one, I guess. Maybe not. Is nothing working today?
Okay.
Yeah, Norman.
Good one.
not Norman, access drugs.
Norman,
it's
Norman, Norman, Norman.
Hello.
Norman.
Hey.
We got the song you requested.
Norman, 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 Norman.
Oh, just send that to OJ.
How you doing, Norman?
I'm doing pretty good. No complaints.
Hey, you know, I feel like we've been juiced, but we've been we've been fooled all these years. We've been talking to you about being OJ's manager, and he comes on Twitter and says, "Oh, Norman Pardo was never my manager."
Yeah, he didn't even know me.
He's never even had a manager. Well, he said he might have done a couple deals with you.
Yeah, said he had a deal with me or something.
Yeah. So what's up with that? Are you not his manager? Was that just a big fake out?
No.
Do you have proof that? Do you have proof that you were the manager?
Oh yeah.
What's the proof?
I got a video of OJ calling me his manager.
Ooh.
Did you have a contract?
Tweet it at him.
Hmm? Yeah, I'm tweeting it back at him.
Are you really? You should.
Was he saying the video?
Yeah, I am. You know, it's comical because OJ is the one who actually started calling me his manager first. Ooh. In a New York Post article.
Ooh.
What's he
went out and he and it was funny because he was like, we was arguing in the car and I got the video, so I went ahead and put it out. I don't know if it's out there yet, but it's coming.
Do you have audio of him saying, this is Norman Pardo, my manager?
Yeah. Really? Actually, yeah. It was funnier than that. He told the New York Post, they're doing a story on him. He said, well, yeah, so in the article, he actually confessed to doing drugs, and he said his redneck manager may be gay.
His redneck manager may be gay?
Yeah. He said, Norman, my redneck manager may be gay. Oh. In a New York Post article, so they put that all over the world.
I don't mean to get stuck on the gayness part, but why would he say that?
He was just doing it funny. And then, in the video, you hear him say, hey, you know how we just do funny shit. So that's what he did.
Well, I got to tell you, this revelation that Norman Pardo may not be his manager, the only thing that would shock me more is if he said that Jeffrey... was not guarding the juice.
Oh, yeah, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey
Felix.
Felix, yeah.
Not guarding nobody.
He was not guarding the juice. Do you know Jeffrey Felix?
No, I don't know him.
He was guarding the juice, yeah.
You guys should talk.
Yeah, he's a
That guy. Okay, I know who you're talking about. The guy, the prison guard.
Yeah, he's great. His job was guarding the juice for 9 years. He did a great job.
That proves you were not my manager. You didn't know who's guarding me.
Yeah, well, I knew who was guarding him, but it wasn't him.
What?
Whoa, breaking
news.
Wait,
what? What? He wasn't guarding the juice?
What? I knew about juice in there, what he was doing more in there than juice knew what he was doing inside that prison.
What was he doing in there?
Yeah.
Just everything he was doing. I had people inside there would let me know what he was doing at all times.
Oh, you had
and
inside
there was people in there that was keeping him safe.
Did you have a mole in there?
Yeah, I had a mole in there, yeah.
And they were protecting him? Were they armed?
The other people were protecting him. There was a group of people in there that was protecting him. That's why he didn't get in no trouble.
Was this a gang or something?
Yeah.
Really? What, you hired them?
No.
Well,
I'm not commenting anymore. I just know that I know a lot more than people thought I did.
Wow. We should get Jeffrey Felix to talk about this. He thought he was guarding the juice all that time.
We should conference
him. He may have been just watching the juice, but the juice was already taken care of.
Well, maybe the book should have been called Watching the Juice.
We'll have to have them comment on that.
Wow.
Hey, everybody has to have their book. What can you say?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's been more books and stories written than anybody I've ever seen in my life. I'm the only one who's never written a book or sold a story.
Have you talked to OJ lately?
No, he's been angry at me. Remember, I thought I told you that once I sent him that letter and I told him we had found a killer and the killer was wanting to tell me things about him, he got angry.
Well, probably because he knew he did it, so he figured you were pulling his leg.
No, he knew I knew too much, and that's why he basically blew up.
Huh. Really? You knew too much?
You would think he'd want the real murderer exposed.
Well, not if he was part. You know, if he was there at the crime scene.
Oh, that's right. Wait, OJ and Jason.
No, Jason wasn't there. That was just
Jason
wasn't there?
Stupid. No, it was Charlie. I wrote in my book. It was Charlie.
Who else would OJ cover for besides his own son?
Himself.
He's saying he's the one.
But
if you're at a crime scene and something happens to somebody, unfortunately, you're part of it, even if you didn't do it.
Oh. Yeah, but why wouldn't you just say, okay, I was there, but he did it, and then his DNA's all over the place, too.
Then you go
a conspiracy to commit murder, and you go back to trial again, because he was never tried for that.
I just, it seems like OJ would have no qualms about taking someone else down at a minimum.
I threw everyone under the bus.
Yeah, well, when you see the movie, and you're going to, you're going to see why.
Okay, now there's a lot of popping off about this movie. When can I see the movie already?
It's be out today,
I'm
isn't
hoping
it?
It comes out real soon. It's the distributor's choice. It ain't mine.
Wait, no. You were ballyhooing that it was on the 25th anniversary.
Yeah, well, I was going to do 25th anniversary, but they want to wait.
So who's they?
The people who's going to distribute it.
Do they have a name? Is it a real distributor?
I can't tell because I got a non-disclosure on some things.
What? Why would someone want it to be a secret that they're distributing a movie? I don't understand that.
Because we're still negotiating the time and date, and if it's coming out on TV versus coming out in theaters versus coming out online.
What are the odds it's going to come out in theaters or on television?
Good on TV, not so good on theaters.
Okay, what about like a streaming service like Netflix or Hulu?
Possible.
Ooh, ha, ha.
Yeah, that'd be great. Actually, Netflix would be.
Yeah, it seems like a nice better. Landing spot for it.
Yeah.
Okay, so will you please let us know when it's out so we can immediately
watch
it? Oh, I'm
going to. You'll hear about it. That's why OJ's coming out now.
Oh, I see.
He was expecting me to come out on the 25th anniversary. He'd got his Twitter all set up and everything ready for it to attack me and just stop me, but it didn't work. I mean, why else would he come out?
Norman, you're saying that's his whole motivation is to stop Norman Pardo.
Yep. Everybody knew it, too. A lot of my friends in the media said, you know he ain't going to let you just come out with that movie, especially the trailer. When the trailer came out and he saw it.
And also say he's proud of Chloe, I think, and that she's not his child.
Yeah, well, I agree with that.
So, Norman, you said you tried.
He said I'm the one who came up with that, and I didn't do that one.
So, so you said he won't return your call. Like, what would you do if you ran into?
No, I didn't call him. I have no reason to call him. So he didn't return my call.
Why not call him when the movie comes out? Call him. That'd be a good promotional vehicle.
No, I think that he's going to be angry, and I just need to let him get over his issues.
You just pay him to promote it.
Yeah,
he'll do it.
He would absolutely do it.
He'll do anything for money.
I don't think he needs to promote it at this point. It's going to go by itself.
Oh, I don't. Well, you know what? Knowing Juice, he will inadvertently promote it by saying, this movie by Norman Powell is full of lies. And he'll talk about it.
Oh, he's already been saying that. That's already been his stick.
He didn't tweet it yet, though.
Nope, he will.
I think you should go out to Vegas and videotape yourself running into OJ. That'd be the best way to promote it.
Well, I don't know. What
Juice.
Might have to do?
So he might murder you.
Celebrity boxing matches or something. That may have to be done.
Reverse juicing.
Wait, you're going to celebrity box OJ?
Yeah, we're going to have to, it looks like.
Wow.
What do you mean you're going to have to, it looks like?
Well, we got no other way around it. I mean, me and him basically going to be fighting each other. That's why he's so angry now. You should hear his friends say, oh, man, he's so angry at you, Norm. He can't even see straight.
Is that the
That's
end?
That's why when he put out his first tweet, he said, I got a lot of getting back to do. And the first person he hit was me.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That's true. So, it seems like maybe the end is the end game
of
celebrity boxing.
The irony of the whole thing is here's a judge who put him in prison for 9 years. He didn't mention her. And all these other people, even the people with guns in the room, he said this one who set him up, didn't mention them. Didn't mention anything to do with the murder or the people over there, the Goldmans or anything. Didn't mention them.
And all his former managers are dead.
Yeah.
I got a little getting even to do.
Oh. Oh, Norman, listen, let us know when the movie's out, and we'll start following you on Twitter so we can keep up with you.
Yeah, well, I think it's going to be an interesting Twitter thing. Every time he tweets something negative about me, I'm going to tweet him tweeting something negative about him.
Okay.
That's the cool thing about having all this OJ footage.
Thanks, Norman. We'll check it out.
All right,
have a great day.
N-O-R-M-A-N. N-O-R-M-A-N.
He's already tweeted some footage.
Yeah, we retweeted it.
Let's listen to it.
It's proof.
He says, hey, Twitter and OJ, this is the real Norman Pardo. For the record, you started telling everyone I was your manager. Yes, it was true. You said it best in this clip.
Norman's pissed off, man. They had him in the New York paper as OJ's redneck gay.
No,
we were talking. No, I just said, no, Norm's gay, teasing. You know how we tease.
Yeah.
They wrote that shit in the paper.
Really?
And he's redneck and he's gay.
They said OJ admits to drugs and his redneck manager is gay.
Yeah, I said, hey, in 1992, my friends gave me a surprise party. And one of the girls bought ecstasy. This is before I even heard ecstasy.
What?
That's a, this whole clip.
Wait, that was kind of a non-juice sequitur there.
He didn't really say manager. He said,
said redneck,
redneck and gay.
Yeah, but Norman said manager, and he didn't disagree. That's all the proof I need.
What's his previous tweet?
That's so ridiculous.
Who is this guy? Where did Norman Pardo come from? What does he manage?
Juice. I don't know.
That's him retweeting the juice?
Well, that's in response to the tweet.
Oh, let's hear his response.
That's how I responded to that. You're not my manager.
Okay.
I love that they're talking about that article. 1992, I did ecstasy. You know, we just said we get funny, you know, just getting funny. Just making them funny.
What?
A good one,
redneck
Drew.
Gay manager? Just like redneck and gay. But what was he referring to?
We like to wrestle.
Say manager. Yeah.
We were wrestling.
How many followers does Norman
wrestle
have?
With Nicole?
Ten.
Ten what? Followers.
Are we one of them?
Unfortunately, no.
Well, start following them now.
But I think it's new because Norman used to have his old Twitter account was Help OJ, at Help OJ. He no longer runs that one.
Because he's not his manager.
So this one's got to be new. It's only 4 hours old.
He looks exactly like I would think he looked like.
Yeah, Norman hasn't changed a bit.
Oh, boy. Okay. Are we talking to the gay porn star, the former clergyman, the 85-year-old?
83-year-old Norm Self, who we watched his fantastic videos yesterday, thanks to Mark. He did call
Norman.
Three times today.
Norman. It's a Norman show.
Yeah. So he does want to talk today.
He does?
Yeah.
Should we, what, is there a time we're supposed to call him?
About 5:30-ish.
Okay.
Sure, you want to see his video?
No.
Sure, he wants to see that.
What, did you have PTSD from seeing that, Brandon?
It was pretty bad.
Oh, okay.
Are you homophobic?
No, but I don't know. I don't like watching 83-year-olds get it on.
Why is he getting it on with like
ageist.
He's getting it on with like four 20-year-old dudes. I don't get it, because he's not making money off it.
I told you. Well, oh, you mean what's in it for the four guys?
Yeah.
I told you, he's got the land.
What's so gay about the land?
Nothing's gay about the land. It's just anything goes.
I don't understand.
Got a hot
why
tub?
Why his gay land is so special.
I think the okay, my serious guess is I think those guys are getting paid.
But why is he paying them if he's not making any money off the video?
I don't think he's paying them. I think that website is paying them. He's getting paid.
Okay.
We'll have to ask him. You talked to him earlier, didn't you, Brandon?
Yeah, but I didn't get into specifics.
What did you guys talk about?
I just told him he was a pioneer in his industry, and we'd like to talk to him.
But wasn't he? You said he was mad he couldn't leave a message.
He was very upset that our voicemail box is full, so he wants you to empty.
Well, clean that up, Brandon.
I don't know how to do that.
You're in charge of the hotline.
Am I?
It's part of your responsibility. The whole financial hotline.
Now.
Or maybe not. Actually, it's probably Jess's responsibility.
Oh, yeah. Tables have turned.
Yeah, we're going to have to get all over Jess for that one. Jeez. There was something, a couple things today of interest. Gloria Vanderbilt died, which yeah. I'm sure a lot of people are going, who's Gloria Vanderbilt? Well, you know, she had the jeans, which were, I guess she made bazillions off Gloria Vanderbilt jeans.
Yeah.
She birthed Anderson Cooper.
Yeah, she birthed him. It's funny how people's bios go from one thing to another because it's like, she's so old. The only thing you can really know about her is that Anderson Cooper's her kid.
Yeah.
But honestly, she was the subject of what a lot of people call the first big tabloid story ever, because in 1934 she was the great granddaughter of Cornelius Vanderbilt, the robber baron.
Yep.
Railroads, right?
A lot of money. I think you're right. I think. Wait, were they steel? No, they were railroads.
I think they were, but her father was a Vanderbilt, but he was a louse. He died of cirrhosis of the liver when she was a year and a half old.
Eesh.
And he blew his money out of his ass gambling. But there was still a ton of money. So she became the rightful heir. And her mother, I guess, was spending money wildly going back and forth to Europe until she was 10 years old when her aunt sued for custody of her, claiming that her mother, Big Gloria Vanderbilt, they called her, was an unfit mother.
Oh.
And I think there were lesbian overtones. Party overtones and lesbian overtones, both.
Really?
And the aunt won. And it was this giant case, headlines for months. And her aunt got custody of her and then promptly shoved her away at one of her estates to be privately educated. Didn't really do shit for her. She barely knew her aunt.
Wow.
And anyway, at 17, Gloria, I assume she wanted out really bad. She married this guy who was an agent, but it sounded like he was more of a mobster. Pat DeSicco, DeSicco or DeSicco. She was only 17. They break up 4 years later, and 3 weeks after they split, she marries this 63-year-old conductor, Leopold Stokowski, for 10 years. Then she was married to Sidney Lumet.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I read a book by Sidney Lumet. It's called Making Movies.
Yeah. It was quite influential.
photo she has.
This week I was watching Vin Diesel put together a story on how he gained weight for his role in Find Me Guilty. It was interesting.
It's a big physical change for you.
It's a huge physical change because I remember talking to Sidney Lumet saying, I love the character, but how am I going to look like Fat Jack D'Annunzio? And Sidney Lumet said, we have ways. We have ways. We have ways. And little did I know it was 2 hours of makeup every morning. And little did I know it was 2 hours of makeup every morning. 2 hours of makeup every morning. And a quart of ice cream a day. I ate a quart of ice cream every day. Just a quart a day of ice cream. A quart a day of ice cream.
You know how he kept the weight off? Telling that story 5,000 times.
He's got a show coming up on Comedy Central, by the way. David Spade does.
Yeah,
that's
great.
I was just really thinking, good. I wish we could bring him back doing something like that on a regular basis, but maybe that's what that show will
it's
do.
It's kind of a talk show format.
A talk show format?
I think you'd be good at that. Yeah, that's how we took it. There's not much explained about it. Yeah.
Such a good guest.
Yeah.
I know.
Actually funny guy.
On Norm MacDonald's, I thought he was a fantastic guest.
Oh, I know. That was a great show.
That was really goofy. Is Norm done a second round of those?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I heard they were debating whether it was going to come back, and I thought, how could they not bring that back?
Because you have people crying on shows because of Norm on the
The Tonight Show writers were crying because he wanted to introduce Roseanne to Louis C.K. and that brought the Tonight Show writers to tears, so they couldn't have Norm booked on the show. You know,
soft individuals who don't get Norm.
The softness, it becomes unbearable to me. It's just unbearable how soft people are. And a great example today when, let me finish with Gloria Vanderbilt.
Oh, by the way, my theory is that what killed her was hearing Gloria, that song by Laura Branigan.
She committed suicide.
Again and again, again and again.
She committed suicide at age 95 because the blues won.
Well, she had AIDS, I heard.
Oh, God, yeah. She shouldn't have been driving either.
She was tiny. I mean, I don't know what she weighed, 40 pounds or something.
oh, Lord.
But is that the Brett Hull version?
No, but I do have that one.
Yeah, we should hear that. I think I think it fits nicely. She finally married Emery Cooper in 63. He, of course, is Anderson's father.
Glory, Gloria.
This might have been
Gloria,
it.
Gloria, Gloria, Gloria.
Great job by Brett Hull in the song. Anderson Cooper and a brother. She had two more kids. She had two with the conductor. And then she had two with Emery Cooper, and the other brother killed himself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think he jumped out of a 50-story window.
Really? Oh,
maybe he was trying to help Conor Clapton. Oh, crazy.
He's trying to grab
Conor Clapton. I don't know.
That's terrible.
Somebody told me that. I don't know if it's true.
Could have been him.
Some people are saying that there's a connection between those two. I don't know.
Wait, they were around the same time, right?
They were, yeah. They
88.
Were. I'm pretty sure that's true.
Wait, I don't know whether or not to believe you now. Is there any connection whatsoever between
his
that?
His brother, I guess, saw him going by and thought he could catch him. I don't know what happened. It's crazy. That's what some people are saying. I don't know if there's any truth to it. I don't even know if he jumped out of a building.
Did he catch him?
He might have hung himself.
Outside of a building?
No, I have to look it up.
Too soon.
I was trying to rebel. Yeah. Failed.
He caught him and then realized, uh-oh. Now what? Rest in peace.
It does say that he plunged to his death.
Okay, was it the same? It was the same day as Conor Clapton, wasn't it?
Yeah, same sure. building.
It's even close. We know it's connected. And some people say that Eric Clapton's singing about him too in the song, but that's one of the unknown things about the song. I don't know if there's any truth to that.
What was his name?
He was a Cooper. He was Anderson Cooper's brother.
Carter.
Carter, yeah.
Carter Cooper.
Yeah, no, it's kind of a goofy name. Carter Cooper.
Carter Cooper.
I don't know why. Anderson Cooper annoys me. I can't put my finger on what annoys me.
Why?
About him.
Oh, I like him.
He's earnest.
Dude.
He's a little too righteous for me, I guess.
Yeah. You don't like his light blue eyes, right? His
I think he thinks he's hot. That bothers me.
Of course.
He's got a boyfriend who's like 25 years younger than him.
Hey, why
and,
not?
And also, he likes putting shirtless pictures out of himself.
Ooh, breaking news. Cuomo does it, too, so.
Breaking news. I think Conor Clapton might have been jumping out to see.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I knew it was something like that.
Because he went first.
They said he was really mature.
For his age.
For his age. So, I don't know.
Hashtag too soon. That's really sad.
The last time, I'm trying to think of what annoyed me about Anderson Cooper.
Not being able to take a shot?
Well, first of all...
Oh, yeah.
He was... it was the day that Trump and Putin talked, and Anderson Cooper was just ranting around. It was the worst, most treasonous thing he's ever seen. Mm-hmm. It was one of those Trump things, like shithole countries, where people go ape shit for like a day, and then right. It sort of passes by.
Yeah.
But he was so angry and upset, and it's just, I don't know, it seems silly to me, but he tends to be that way. He's very, very dramatic. Here although I loved his interview with, Donald Sterling.
Oh yeah.
Spectacular.
Yeah, that was really good. Here he is taking a shot.
You know what? Everybody here seems to be having a great time. He's not a big drinker.
It's like burning your lungs.
Burning your lungs. Feels good to me.
Oh, I know. Because he completely abandoned Kathy Griffin. He completely screwed her.
He knew, though, that was an ill-fated.
Oh, yeah, but he didn't call her anything. She thought he was a good friend of hers.
I don't know. He's Anderson Cooper, man.
I know, but it's lame. What, he couldn't call her and say, oh, my God, I'm sorry.
I'm going to have to unfriend you.
Yeah. No, he actually made a statement like it was unforgivable. Or something like that. You know, if a friend of yours screws up, Trudy, if you run around the Trump head, yeah. I don't think I'll be saying, it was unforgivable.
Really?
I know.
Have your word
I
on
would
that?
Say, I would say, well, she screwed up and, you know, whatever. Get over it.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. So go ahead. No, I thought he was an asshole about it. Like, he acted like he was upset.
Yeah. Yeah,
Sure. So it goes back to it is the righteous thing. He's overly righteous to me. And Chris Cuomo can be the same way. And he's shirtless, too. You're right, on Instagram. And he shows himself lifting weights. And
that's too much.
John Oliver thing was it's pretty unforgivable. Pretty funny, though. Yeah. So let's go to, why don't you cue up Trump? It's like the 28-minute mark out of that commercial there where the guy coughs. But first, I'll tell you that it's National DJ Month, National Adopt-A-Cat Month, National Pride Month, National Iced Tea Month, National Soul Food Month, and the hottest deals of the year at Zotford and Holly. What do they all have in common? They all happen in June, which is about half over. But as you may imagine, our friend Maz celebrates each and every June event, most of the time while playing hooky from work. But when he's at Zotford, when he's there, I know he's missed a lot of time this month, too. He can help you lease the new, all-new 19 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive as low as $99 a month. Or in Maz's absence, Gary, his personal sales manager, can help you lease a new 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4 as low as $144 a month. Regardless if you care to celebrate cat, iced food, or soul food month, be sure to include Zotford and the hottest sales staff in Oakland County in your celebration. See details in their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And meanwhile, Dr. Roche...
Dr. Roche has a series of June specials. The bridal party specials, in effect until the end of June. Father's Day specials, still in effect till the end of June. But now Dr. Roche is trying to get you to make sure that you realize you can have your best summer ever with a multitude of cosmetic procedures, 360 lipo fat transfer, a breast lift, breast augmentation. And if you want to really make the maximum use of your bikini, how about a Brazilian butt lift? Because then you can thong it. And
Thong it.
and of course, nice. All of the other procedures for Father's Day and for the bridal parties, BBL. And
Boobs. Always boobs.
Always boobs.
Yeah.
Which, I think that's their mantra there, right? Boobs, boobs, always boobs.
I think so. Maybe
Got
I made
milk.
That up. I don't know. I feel less confident about the boobs, boobs, always boobs being their slogan than I do that Anderson Cooper's brother was trying to help Conor Clapton. I'm not sure.
Some of the discounts, by the way, on all surgical and non-surgical, one syringe of Restylane, get $100 off the second syringe. Two areas of Botox Dysport tighten up and decrease lines and make you look much younger. Get $100 off the third area and three Diva shots. Treatments, that is, for regular $4,500 for $3,850 plus the free G-spot.
That's a lot of savings.
Yeah. You can call them for a consultation at 248-338-1110 or go to droche.com.
And I want to thank Scott Kunath, who's back with us. Nice. Scott actually has had a great month or two. He got a reference and somebody used him to buy a home in Birmingham.
Scott!
He sold a house in Farmington.
Oh.
And I think one in Madison Heights. And he's listing another Drew and Mike listener. So things are kicking for Scott, and he's doing a great job for these people. I know he got the one house, he got quite a, well, the list price and the price that his client paid was quite dramatically different.
Nice.
So, you're just better at real estate than they are.
He smoothed his way into a nice deal. So call, text, or email Realtor Scott Kunath of Coldwell Banker Weir Manual to see what your home is worth or for help in finding your new one. These are all listings, I think, which is awesome. 248-797-7746, 248-797-7746, or skunath at cbwm.com.
So Dan Bloomquist tweeted at me that I should move out of my house because it hates me.
Yeah.
Because the water bill was twice what it was the quarter before.
The water bill's turned on you now?
Yes. And move into my secret apartment.
Yeah, that's a cool idea.
Turn off the water.
Yeah, spend more time in your secret apartment.
It was $760-some.
Ooh.
For 3 months?
Yeah.
Wow, right. Still in top mine.
Which was?
960, I think.
Oh, wow. Wow. Close.
Yeah, I remember that was a terrible morning at work because people were calling, hey, we're in a car wash. We've never had a bill that big.
Thanks.
Great.
I'm thinking, though, I have a leak somewhere. I know, where my outside hose is because it got frozen over the, I haven't fixed it yet. Not realizing, though, the water rates have gone up because of Flint.
Is that right?
Yeah.
But Flint was unconnected from our,
there was,
didn't Flint disconnect from Detroit
to
do their own thing?
I think that's.
Oh, but then they reconnect?
Tremendous amounts of water.
That should make our rates go down.
In the current,
reconnected.
In the current No Bullshit podcast. Brushed on that topic. So
interesting.
You have to listen to it to find out.
Well, maybe when they disconnected, it made our rates go up because they disconnected.
Maybe.
It's tremendously big and tremendously wet.
So you didn't have all those customers? No, that we're
somehow,
paying to fix it.
It just always costs more.
It's just rolling it into, our.
But are you appealing your bill?
I don't know. I mean, I don't see how I can if the rates have gone up. I was just wondering if anybody else had noticed that their water bill had gone up.
Well, my water bill, when this happened, was it the West Bloomfield Gazette or something interviewed me? And my picture was in this tiny little paper. Yeah, it was hilarious.
Cool.
It was about my big water bill. And the guy in the paper said, you can't appeal your water bill. And I did. Is our water bill lady available?
I'm out here because I think it's a dirt chain.
This is in front of my house.
Somebody by the name of Monica Conyers. If you can't pay a $15 bill today, how you going to pay a $25 bill next week? It's a shame. It's an insult
on
our
people.
And she needs to go.
God, that's such an awesome bite.
No.
Anyway, the editor of the paper who interviewed me said, there's an appeal process. You can appeal your bill. And so I did, and I never had any luck. And so I called him. I said, what's up with this appeal? And he said, oh, nobody's ever won an appeal, but you can appeal it.
Oh, that sounds like a worthy use of time.
It didn't work out so well. And then there was a thing on my door that if you don't pay the water in 24 hours, your water bill's cut off.
Oh, boy.
Mark Ruffalo to help you out.
Mark Ruffalo did a great
job. Maybe he'll help me.
You should just sign up with the other water company.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, there isn't one. Never mind.
Aren't they much cheaper if they existed?
You think?
So, this Toronto Raptors story is true.
Oh, yeah. There's tons of video. It's wild.
Shots were fired near Bay Street and Albert Street at the southeast part of Nathan Phillips Square in Toronto.
No word if he was there drumming.
Is he drumming his way into some 16-year-old?
Into the Raptors.
Knew Nathan Phillips had a square.
Wow.
Wow.
Here's audio. This is during the celebration because they were up there, you know, some, you know,
giving speeches and
Some boring president was giving a speech.
We all stood with the Raptors.
And you can see people just
and
scattering.
Lived every moment together.
This guy's still going on with his speech.
Let's hear it for our Toronto Raptors.
And a possibly a female being hurt, but this is all preliminary information. But this is what police officers are hearing on their own radios about the fears of what is happening. And it's been a good day so far, the officers are saying, but when you get this many people together, they said, we don't want to say it, but these things happen, and we expected something to happen. It is preliminary.
Why'd they expect something to happen?
I don't know.
I wouldn't have had it.
In Albert, they're being queen of...
So was anyone shot?
Yeah, two people.
Two people? Are they
shot, being fired.
Hurt badly?
I see non-life-threatning injuries.
Okay, good.
It was a polite shooting.
Okay, we're here to celebrate.
But if you look here, here's some of the panic, because everybody always has to panic and run.
So this guy's talking to the crowd.
Every man for themselves, absolutely. I'd be running, too. I'd be shoving women and children out of the way.
From the bottom of our hearts up here on the stage to your hearts, out in the crowd, please, everybody, just stay calm.
So that guy grabbed the mic, and Mr. Boring, the chairman of the team, is still standing behind the podium like, do I get to finish my speech? As this guy commandeered the mic.
How about the president that was shoving police to get on the floor?
Oh, that turned out to be fake.
He didn't shove anyone.
Not according to the witnesses nearby.
Who was a Golden State fan.
Yeah.
That's a weird story.
I mean, you know, if he really assaulted him, he would have been charged.
Well, it sounded like he didn't have his pass around his neck.
Yeah.
And so they weren't going to let him on the court. And they said he shoved the cop, or the cop. I'm not sure who shoved who first, but there was a shoving exchange of shoves. And then they kind of said, we're not going to arrest him today.
And then the Golden State fans that sat nearby said, there's no shoving. What are they talking about?
Yeah, I just heard from one fan, but are there more witnesses now?
There were a couple that sat around.
Oh, there it is. There's the video.
Nobody is shoving anybody.
Can you go back to the beginning, Brandon?
That was the beginning.
Oh, okay.
There's multiple angles.
Well, which guy is it? I don't even see the guy.
See, that's the other thing. It's Lowry that's saying, yeah, that guy's cool. Let him come out on the court.
Aww. Are they in love?
Yeah, they're married now.
Well, that guy's holding police back for some reason.
But no shoving.
Yeah, but that's not the president.
No, but why is he holding the police back? Mm-hmm. That's kind of an unusual look.
Yeah, but there's no shoving.
Yeah, I don't see anything. I mean, I didn't even see the guy other than Lowry pulling him onto the court. Well, good reporting.
Yeah. Do I see more people running or hear more people running?
It's okay, stand still. Don't run. No.
Well, that's pretty frightening.
Oh, God, I'm running.
So there's so many people there.
Yeah, four shots, I guess, and serious but not life-threatening. Two people are in custody. Yeah, you know, it just seems you can't count on anything happening without maybe somebody just firing a few shots off. Why not?
Yeah,
it's because of the threshold.
That's right. I'm finding that threshold theory to work for so many things. It really does. It makes a lot of sense, I think. Hey, did we announce that the, we talked about the Drew Mike store. But there's other things on there now. Pint glasses, travel tumblers, mugs, pop sockets, stickers. Selling a lot of stickers. And the shirts and hats will be added soon at drewandmikestore.com. But I'm glad people ask about stickers forever. It's funny how, you know, when enough people say something, I always figure there's something to it. Well, sort of goes back to my argument about radio. Why do they always play the same songs? Well, I always figure if enough people say something, it must mean something. But.
Yeah.
And on radio, it doesn't. But in this case, we responded and got stickers. And you're buying them, just like you said you would. So that's cool. Now, LeVar Ball, I mentioned earlier today that, you know, this whole world of political correctness, and I don't understand this. It's a stupid exchange on ESPN. Now, LeVar Ball is not somebody I like. I think he's a complete asshole. But he's getting a lot of crap today for something that just seems kind of silly to me. I can't even believe we're talking about it. But
LeVar, can I switch gears with you? Because I have a question
here. You can switch gears with me anytime.
Okay. Let's stay focused here.
All right. Okay, pause. What do you mean, let's stay focused here? What does that mean? She said, can we switch gears right now? And he said, you can switch gears with me anytime.
I think she thinks he's hitting on her. I don't know. They're not even in the same location.
She's the one that used the term switch gears.
You can switch gears with me anytime.
You know, he didn't say it like, you can switch gears with me
anytime. Are people responding to her comment?
HR on you.
If anyone's calling HR today, it's me.
Oh, so they're responding to her. Okay. So it's not like that existed in a vacuum and people said, oh, my God, she's the one who made it a thing.
If she's really going to call
she's
HR.
About HR, isn't she? Or she wouldn't say
I
it out there.
I think so. I don't know.
There's a longer clip where Kellerman and Stephen A's reaction I thought was a little, I don't know, over the top.
Well, let's hear it. I feel like I'm an idiot sometimes because I honestly don't, you know, maybe I'm as bad as these people are because I don't. I think it's a dumb thing what he said, but I didn't take it as sexual.
It's not a big deal.
Is he known for hitting on chicks all the time?
No, the last time he created controversy on that show is when he told the chick to stay in your lane.
Well, she was talking about his marriage, wasn't she? Or his,
stay in your lane.
The way he raises his kids.
I don't know. I don't care.
I read about that today, and they were referring back to that like this has been a problem with him in the past, meaning whatever happened today, and I think he was saying, stay out of my family business.
Yeah.
That's what he was saying. I don't have it in front of me. But what? So he can't say stay in your lane? What does that mean? I don't even know what.
Isn't that why they invite him on shows, though?
Absolutely, because he's a nut.
Clown.
Yeah. He is a clown.
So I want to shut all that down?
Go ahead. Go ahead before I get back to him.
LeVar, can I switch gears with you? Because I have a question here.
You can switch gears with me anytime.
Okay. Let's stay focused here.
Yeah, Stephen A. just went,
Can you please explain to me what the biggest...
That's pretty much it.
So Stephen A. Smith's upset.
I'm sure. He's always upset.
Is this really a thing, or is this just because Jemele Hill said something, so everyone has to say something?
The culture show. Ha! So guess what? Goodbye! This isn't a cancer. This isn't Alzheimer's disease, dementia,
Alzheimer's?
Or something like that.
A-L-T-I-M-E-R-S.
To him. I'm
starting to really dig him.
He
is so over the top.
He's kind of a bigger clown.
He's a bigger clown than LeVar Ball.
I'm sort of amused by him in a stupid way. He's always fired up.
Over nothing. Yeah. That's what's amazing about it.
I mean, if he's always fired up, isn't that what they have told him to do then, too? Stephen A. Smith is fired up. That's your...
Yeah. Well, people are mad. So with this whole LeVar Ball thing, too, people are mad at ESPN for having him on again. And always having him on.
I just stop it. Well, people are mad.
I know.
Personally,
we're always mad.
So who cares?
Personally, I feel like he's the parent of a player. Why is he always talked to? Because he says stupid things.
Yeah, he's good television.
So
period.
That's why I don't think the parent of a player is really newsworthy. Myself.
Oh,
he's good TV.
But he's a hype machine, though.
Yeah, he is. But he hyped Baller brand shoes and lost $2 million of his kids' money.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's how good he really is. In fact, you can't. The last I understood, people who'd ordered the shoes 6 months previous had not even received them.
Wow.
And people were getting wrong sizes and stuff. And when they complained, they would respond and say, you're not a baller.
Buyer, buyer beware.
Aren't they,
who would buy that?
Aren't they horrifically overpriced?
$525 for tennis shoes.
Oh,
and then
God.
You can't get them and you get the wrong size. And I mean, why would anyone think LeVar Ball would make shoes and
why
make shoes that are that much better than anyone else's shoes? I have no idea. I don't know how many people. I guess people didn't really buy them because I know they lost a lot of money. So, and the kid actually covered up his tattoo.
Yeah.
Oh,
because he was using his kid's name essentially.
Wow. No, I saw him on. I think he was on Kimmel when he brought his shoe line out.
Well, I would see on Kimmel. I think he might be actually funny. On a real sports show, I think he's just a goof.
I kind of saw where that might have come from seeing this, and they're inviting him on, knowing full well what he's all about.
Absolutely. So. No, if you think you're getting a straight, you know, interview with LeVar Ball, I think you're kidding yourself. Yeah. But I now that I see it, I have a feeling it's because that girl made a big deal out of it. But what was she making a big deal out of? If I were him, I would have said, what? What do you mean? What'd she say? Get focused?
Stay focused.
Stay focused on what? You said change gears. I said we can change gears. What are you fucking talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, she really made it out to be suggested that his mind was in the gutter or something. He used the same term she did.
I know. And not even in a sexy way, or he didn't inflect it that way. It was just...
This stuff is just getting so stupid. But the fact that other people respond to it is even dumber.
What if he would have said that to Stephen A. Smith, then? Mm. I'll change gears with you anytime.
That wouldn't be a big deal.
I don't even think it'd be unusual to say that. Good luck! But it sounds like Jemele Hill's angry that he's allowed on ESPN at all.
Yeah.
Which, because he said, stay in your lane to a female before. I mean, it's really funny that everybody's tiptoeing around these females. I don't understand. He didn't even do anything. I mean, he's capable of being an asshole in many different ways, but this doesn't seem like his thing to me.
Well, they're trying to read into where his mind is. You don't know.
No, you can't. You're not allowed to do that. I don't think that's fair. Anyway, you want to go to, should we call our friend?
Oh, Norm. That's right.
Yeah, the other Norman.
Norm's
former
self.
Clergyman who is now having mind-blowing sex in the porn world.
Yeah. And he can help you, too, because he studied Tantra.
He's pulling these hot dudes, too.
He's pulling these hot dudes.
Is this guy hotter than I think? He looks like an 85-year-old guy to me.
Let's have Trudy be the judge. Oh, Brandon, pull up his videos. Norm. For Trudy.
Brandon's doing this under protest.
You would never think watching an 85-year-old guy in gay porn would be that hot, but you never know.
Pretty sure I'm not going to like it.
Well, no, you're just trying to judge if he's hot, regardless of his sexuality.
Okay. Roll it.
You said roll it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's almost the same response I had, Trudy. What? What's going on? Wait, is that how they do it?
They. I don't know. Ask them.
I don't know. That didn't look like a position I would expect to see.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
It's like they're wrestling.
Hi, this is Norm. Hey, this is Norm.
Norm?
Yeah.
Hey, Norm. It's the Drew and Mike show calling from Detroit.
Well, hello. How are you?
How are you doing?
Quite splendidly, thank you.
We were just watching some of your latest work here in the studio. Okay. And, Wow, I got to tell you, it's impressive at your age that you're having mind-blowing sex, as you put it.
Well, that's what a lot of people, it's kind of a secret for some folks, and I don't know why it should be. It's a lovely truth that everybody ought to know. We can all have that.
Now, how are you pulling these guys look like they're in their 20s? How does an 85-year-old guy pull these 20-year-old dudes?
Well, that was not a solo journey on my part. It's part of a collaboration effort with a man known as Davey Wavy. Hmm. I don't know if you know him or not.
No.
But he's transforming porn into a transformational human enterprise that is that turns people into full, whole, erotic individuals, as well as fully participant in the rest of the world. So
that sounds quite transformative.
That's really deep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really heavy. I'm still taking in that statement you just made.
Just to play devil's advocate, is that what people go to watch pornography for?
Well,
or is it just to get off?
I don't know. It's a gas.
They love the stepdaughter porn. That's different.
That's weird.
I don't know that one.
It's like
a woman in it.
Like people with their stepdaughters who aren't related. It's not incest.
Oh, yeah. Transformative.
Yeah.
And people with stepsisters or, you know, that sort of thing. Because it's forbidden. It's surprising. It's transformative, possibly.
Yeah.
I don't know what it means.
And some of those dynamics are what impel people toward experimentation. But without some consciousness about what you're experimenting with, you can be experimenting on the wrong track.
Well, wait, I want to go back to my first question, which is, okay, you're involved in, you're having kind of an orgy there with four guys, and they look like they're probably about 60 years younger than you. And I was just wondering, were they into you? I mean, was that something that just happened spontaneously, or were they paid a lot of money to have sex with an old guy?
Well, to get back to the how that one happened, we were engaged by Davey Wavy to play out a sexual fantasy.
Okay. So they were paid.
Yeah, they were.
Okay.
Oh, Norm, someone told us that was on your property. Is that your ranch?
No, we were in Joshua Tree.
Oh, okay.
Within the confines of the Joshua Tree National
Forest. Is there something extra sensory or sexual about Joshua Tree?
Extra sweaty, maybe?
Well, I don't know for sure. I'm not as much into that particular brand of esoterica as some people are, but I don't doubt it. It could be. But okay. we just went to it because it's a beautiful place, and it was habitable and comfortable and joyous. And
the guys were hot, great. Right?
They were hot. They are hot, yes.
Well, now, what's it like having sex with someone that much younger than you? Is that strange, or?
Well, I've been into the world of owning my own body and being an erotic human being who happens to be embodied as a homoerotic person. I've been doing this for 20 years or more. More than 20 years.
When were you last a clergyman? Because that's kind of the hook, is it? Hey, this former clergyman is getting it on.
Well, I still am a clergyman.
Oh. Okay.
I did retire from my official appointment, but that had nothing to do with my sexuality. It was just a matter of age. I got
so
to
there was
place
never,
where I needed.
Were you out of the closet while you were clergyman? Was that an issue at all or no?
Yes and no. I was the last one to find out. Of all the people I know, I was the last one to find out that I'm gay.
Wait, everyone else knew? Were guys hitting on you all the time like they had gaydar and you had no idea, you didn't know what was happening?
Well, if I were to go back there and look at it through a different lens, I'm sure there was a lot of that happening.
When did you find out you were gay?
How old were you?
I was 64 when I officially came out.
Oh, wow.
And that was very anticlimactic.
And did you say, I got a lot of time to make up for, and that's why there were four guys in that scene?
Well, I guess I did that. I didn't just come out. I busted out.
Ooh.
Hey, you came flying out of the closet.
Wait, how'd you bust out at that age? Because you didn't do your first porn scene until 83.
Yeah, right.
So well, how did you I've bust out?
I spent a lot of time with the Body Electric School. I don't know if you know of them. They are an organization that is dovetailing sexuality and spirituality, and I went to one of their workshops, and it was and I was still a straight man, straight clergyman.
Were you having sexual relations with women?
Oh yes.
Were you? Did you like it?
Oh yes.
So are you bisexual or?
Well. Labels are very problematic.
Okay, would you ever have sex with a woman again, now that you know how much fun gay sex is?
Oh, yes. I you know, if you go to a banquet or a smorgasbord and there's a full table spread, you tend to choose some things over other things. And when I'm choosing erotic playmate, my preference goes toward males.
But in a pinch, a woman would do.
Well, no, it isn't even that. It's that that if I'm going to be erotic with a woman, we have to have a relationship going. I don't mean let's go into the sunset and build a picket fence around a little cottage.
Wait, so you mean with a guy, you could just meet a guy at a bar and go, "Hey, we're both gay. Let's just do it."
And that's the way a lot of gay men handle it.
How hot is that?
And Well, it can be, you know, it's an individual thing with everybody who does it.
I know, but for you,
to meet somebody, just let's do it.
That seems really hot.
I don't do that. I mean, I would if I were feeling sexually attracted and I'm in a climate where he seems sexually attracted.
He's hard.
And everything's going, let's go.
Yeah,
let's do it.
But it's funny, Norman, you keep talking about spirituality and eroticism. Yes. Do you ever just want to get your rocks off?
I do.
Well, he's doing porn, so obviously.
Well, I know, but he seems to be very spiritual
getting off
about
in that movie we watched.
He's a man with a cloth.
Let's slow it down a little bit. Oh. Let's slow it down.
You slow it down. You're the one that's moving a million miles an hour.
Slow it down.
Bust it
We're
out.
Just doing a radio show.
I'm getting a lot of energy from you, and I appreciate that.
Oh, Drew, he's in the
hot.
My point is, we are reinventing our perception of what it is to be a sexual being.
Well, we're not doing any of that over here. We just saw that you were making porn, and you were a former clergyman, and you're still a clergyman, and you're in your 80s, and it's an interesting story. All this other stuff is like whatever.
Well,
I mean,
it was a
you're getting it on with dudes,
yeah,
in porn,
yeah. Period.
You're making porn.
Period.
That's kind of that's sort of the whole hook. Is that hey, here's this guy in his 80s. He's getting it on with dudes in their 20s. They're making porn.
He was closeted for 60 some years.
We're so fired up about it.
That's not what I'm doing.
Oh. Well, what are you doing? this is not a porn movie we watched. I thought it was porn.
No, it was a lesson.
Well, to use the language of pornography was a kind of strategic, if you want to say it this way, a compromise for me, because I know that there are a lot of dehumanizing things that go on in pornographic practitioners, and I'm not doing that. But what it is to say, what do you want from this sexual encounter?
To get off.
Do you? Yeah. Yeah.
Get off.
Okay. And that is not all that's possible. So what I'm trying to say is, let's take the whole sexual engagement a deep, deep step farther than just getting your rocks off.
But that's what I see in the film. I just see these guys. They're blowing each other. You guys are getting it on like crazy.
So Norm,
it just looks like a big smorgasbord of sex.
For a lot of guys, once they get off, then you know the room kind of comes back to them, and they realize where they are. You know the old joke about just. You know, having a cigarette or whatever. But when you're really spiritual like that with five guys, do you not refract like that? Like, how does that work?
Well,
are you on a higher plane?
That film that you're describing
was
made in a week-long retreat.
Whoa.
And these guys were recruited to say, would you be willing to do an experiment in going farther with sex than just getting it on and getting it off?
But that's all we saw. We didn't see all the other stuff.
Okay.
I mean, whoever edited it didn't seem to care about any of that stuff.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, in the eye of the beholder.
No, I saw what I saw. There wasn't any, there was no spirituality in there. They were just, you guys were just getting it on. Did I miss something in the movie? Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Oh.
I did?
And to get it all, you would need to have been at least a part of the time of that week. You would need to have been in the inner sanctum where we did truth circles and where we did
Wait
interviews.
A second.
Of,
hold on. I'm Brent, is that the beginning of the movie?
Yep.
Okay, at the beginning of the movie, you're sitting in a hot tub, and then within seconds, there's a hand on a penis, and there's a mouth on a penis. I mean, within seconds.
Sure.
Well, yeah, duh.
Hey, Norm, who is choreographing this whole thing?
Choreographing. My housemate is one of the imaginers of the scenario, and he starts with the premise: what do we want to convey here? And what you were seeing was let's do something about this ageism that splits people apart and makes them objects of my sexual gratification. Let's look at it as an interaction between two whole people who have a lot more at stake than what they do with their dicks.
Okay, to that point, though, I'm wondering, like, okay, so now I'm wondering, what's the oldest person that you've had sex with once you came out of the closet?
Well, I don't know. I don't ask the age. But I'm sure I've had wonderful sex with age mates, and I've had boring sex with 20-year-olds.
Well, have you ever had sex with a 100-year-old?
Say what?
Have you ever had sex with a 100-year-old?
Not that I know of. Hmm. But how about a
90-year-old?
Well, yeah, of course.
You have?
Who's that guy? Or girl.
It's pretty impressive.
I've got some age mates.
It just seems like you go a lot lower down the other way than you do up. Now, age
there's more of them.
Limiting.
There. There's more of them.
Well, there's some human limitations here. Yes, that's true.
What is the ideal person to Norm, for you, Norm, to have sex with?
There is no ideal person, except somebody who, like me, loves his erotic energy and wants to intertwine that.
Well, in the movie.
It's a 90-year-old woman. You cool with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It sure seems like in the movie it's a lot of 20-something dudes. That's all I know.
My first wife, I've been married twice. My first wife is just recently had her 90th birthday.
And when did you tap that last?
Well, you know, I do have to respect her privacy.
No, she
got another partner?
She said it was okay.
Say what?
Does she have another partner?
No.
Oh, okay.
Was it in the last 10 years?
Within the last 10 years, what?
That you got it on with her last.
Oh, yes. Well, no.
5 years.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah?
Well,
so last year.
You know, I don't want to play this guessing game to the point of distorting what the truth is.
And you guys have a connection.
The truth is that the connection is possible way beyond the limits of the boundaries that we usually set. I've got my type, and I only have sex with that type. Well, you don't know what in God's name you're missing out by people who don't fit your stereotype that you plug into a type.
Hmm. Well, is your type a 25-year-old guy? Because it seems like in the movies you like 25-year-old guys a lot.
Well, if that were the only sex that we're ever having, you would be correct in that assumption.
Okay, are you going to make a pornographic film with a woman?
I don't know that for sure, because I do not make the film. I collaborate with a man who does, and we will discuss that, I'm sure.
Is it lucrative for you, Norm?
For me?
Yeah, is it lucrative? I mean, do you get paid well to do that?
I get paid, but that's not my living. I have quite an adequate income from Social Security and my pension. It's quite adequate, and making money is not my motivation for doing these erotic, transformative, sexual films.
Now, Norm, can I ask you a question? If you weren't making porn, would you sleep with many 25-year-old guys?
I would.
You would? Really?
If that were the way we set it up, I would. Yeah.
No, I mean, if you were just Norm and you're just out there being a gay man, do you think you'd be partners with a lot of 25-year-old guys or any 25-year-old guys? Because they hire these guys to be in the movies, and it's cool because there's a 60-year age difference. But I'm just wondering if that would happen. If you weren't doing any porn, would you get it on with a 25-year-old dude ever?
Absolutely. I have been in bathhouses with people who are in their early 20s.
Oh, nice.
And
I didn't know there were bathhouses. There still are?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, the one that I frequented the most in San Diego closed down, but bathhouses. We've got a bathhouse down here in Charlotte.
Hot.
All right.
We know a guy that used to work at Plato's Retreat in New York.
He loved it.
Tom Mazoway. He's been through there quite a few times.
Did you ever see him there?
Yeah. No. No.
Have you heard of Plato's Retreat?
Yeah.
No, I've heard of the famous, world famous bathhouse in Bangkok. It's a wonderful place to be.
Ooh.
Called Club Babylon.
Don't forget your flip flops.
Yeah, but right, exactly.
Yeah,
I don't
want to walk around barefoot.
Have you ever heard of the San Francisco Jacks?
Yes, I have.
Have you ever been there?
No.
How about the Charlotte Jacks?
But I've been to Philadelphia. No, Pittsburgh.
Oh, the Pittsburgh Jacks. They're great.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's mandatory closed check, like-minded men, the whole routine?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
No cocksucking.
Well, but what I'm trying to say, guys, is that we're talking about sexuality in a much bigger framework than getting your rocks off.
Yeah, you're telling us that our orgasms are boring, is what you're trying to tell us.
No. They're wonderful. Les petites portes, the little death. That is emblematic of what transcendence really is. Getting outside my ego demand and paying attention to who my partner is and being glad to be with him and being wanting to give him stuff as well as get stuff from him and to make it a whole human exchange. That's what we're after.
Huh. Well, all we saw was the movie, so we didn't know all these extra, you know, all these other things that are involved, because it just, they seem to have crunched it down into a little porn film where there's a penis like every third frame. But I'm glad that you get a lot more out of it. It's a fascinating topic and very interesting to see a guy your age that is doing something so vital. And I want to thank you for your time, Norm, because we got to move along here.
Okay. Well, try out Himeros, Himeros.tv. And you will see examples of what this transformative thing is all about.
Okay, Himeros.
TV.
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 Okay. We'll have people check it out. I'm sure they will. It's a fascinating subject, no doubt.
Good for you.
Interesting career.
We can talk again.
Okay, Norm.
We can talk.
Sure.
All right. Take care.
Appreciate your time.
Take care.
Thank you, Norm.
See ya.
Bye. Norm.
One of the advantages of being that age and doing porno is I would imagine you don't have to do any of the AIDS tests.
I guess not.
Well, I guess you don't want to give anybody AIDS. There's no fear. I mean, what would it matter if you got AIDS?
Well,
you're 85.
Cut, print, gay.
Why does he have to make something so heavy out of it?
I know. Why didn't you? He seemed frustrated you couldn't get you to the next consciousness that he was achieving.
Well, why'd they edit it with guys? There's just constant penises and people blowing up all over the place. I didn't see anything beyond that. Did you? Did I miss something in the movie?
No, it's edited for what the people want. And he's just trying to say there's more to it than that, than getting your rocks off. He used rocks off like 30 times after I did.
Rocks off.
It's a great term.
I know. Gacy loved it.
Yeah. It's not a love affair.
It's about getting your rocks off.
That was weird.
You know the subject.
I'm happy for
him. Guys.
I'm happy for
him. Not a subject, but guys.
Good for Norm.
Where's the Gacy drop?
Please. They were just two horny kids getting their rocks off. I don't see what the big deal is.
Exactly. In this case, it was it is interesting that. Yeah. He gets it on with 25-year-old guys, but not a lot of 145-year-old guys.
But a 90-year-old.
No 100-year-old.
It's not a love affair. The object is that you're both getting your rocks off.
Nice man. Really want to see him on video anymore, but he's a nice man.
Either.
Good for him.
I thought for his age, he did a pretty good job.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean.
Like, could you see?
It'd be pretty tough to do porn at 85.
Maybe he goes to For Hims.
Oh, God.
Hey, speaking of For Him, I should mention For Him again.
I should ask him about the dust.
Oh, no, well, I think we saw that there isn't.
Oh, I did not see any.
Was that a boil over, though? I think
it was a little boil over-ish. It had some of the characteristics of a boil over. Let there be no doubt. Try Hims for a month today for just $5. We'll get you started for $5 while supplies last. See the website for full details and for safety information. Remember, that's forhims.com/Drew. Forhims.com/Drew. If you're looking, maybe you're 85 and you're listening and you're wondering, how do I get it on like that guy? Like Norm.
There you go. There's a secret.
Forhims.com/Drew. Maybe you can get some little pills there that might help you. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you're a 5/8 person that wants to be 7/8. Oh.
Great idea.
Maybe you want to
or 10/8.
Maybe you want to be cutting glass and you don't have the equipment.
It'll double it. Yeah, 10/8. Twice more than just being hard.
Wow. Forhims.com, one stop shop for hair loss, skin care, sexual wellness for men. Nice. So there. Why don't we take a look at 30 hours?
Something that's not
with the
porn
president.
Right now.
Yeah, this George Stephanopoulos and Trump, these guys are a funny pair.
They really are.
I think they could do a detective movie together.
Totally a Mutt and Jeff thing. A
detective movie.
I think Trump likes talking to George because he's so short.
He's small, yeah.
I think he really gets a kick out of that. He looks huge.
What's all this?
It's 9:13 a.m. The 45th president, defiant as ever.
You're here right now. You are president of the United States.
Oval Office.
It seems like you just feel this need to push back at perceived enemies.
No, at false stories, at fake news. Nobody has any idea how corrupt the media is. They're corrupt. Not all of it, fortunately. But the media is corrupt.
By continuing to say the media is corrupt, that this is all fake news, that it, when you need the media, at a time of national crisis, we're not going to have the kind of unity we need.
I'm not worried about it, no. I'm not worried about it.
The president is under pressure from Congress and the courts to release his tax returns and financial statements.
When you will see my financial statement at some point, I assume it's going to be released, you'll be very impressed with the job I've done. Much, much bigger, much, much better than anybody... they're after my financial statement. The Senate, they'd like to get my financial statement. At some point, I hope they get it.
You're going to turn it over?
No, at some point, I might.
Like he has nothing to do with it.
But at some point, I hope they get it because it's a, fantastic financial statement. It's a fantastic financial statement. And let's do that over. He's coughing in the middle of my answer.
Yeah, okay.
I don't like that, you know?
Your chief of staff.
If you're going to cough, please leave the room.
Get a shot at him, and I'll come over here. Actually,
this kid, you just can't.
Just to change the shot. Sorry, Mr. Trump.
Wow. Okay, do you want to do that a little differently then?
Yeah, we just changed the angle. Okay. Yep. Thank you.
So at some point, I look forward to... Frankly, I'd like to have people see my financial statement because it's phenomenal. No, it's not up to me. It's up to lawyers. It's up to everything else. But they're asking for things that they should never be asking for, that they've never asked another president for. They want to go through every deal that I've ever done. What they're doing is a disgrace.
What other presidents have turned over?
They're trying to do step, step, step. They want to keep it going as long as possible to try and demean and hurt as much as possible so they can possibly win the presidential election.
You're a fighter. It feels like you're in a constant kind of churn.
Yeah, my life has always been a fight, and I enjoy that, I guess. I don't know if I enjoy it or not. Sometimes I have false fights, like the Russian witch hunt. That's a false fight. That's a made-up hoax. And I had a fight there.
The first line of his report says they had a systematic attempt to interfere in
the elections. They did, but not me. And they also said, okay, that we rebuffed them, okay?
Well, they said your campaign welcomed the help.
Excuse me. The Trump campaign rebuffed them. Now, anything having to do with Russia had nothing to do with our campaign.
Well, Paul Manafort.
They have Paul Manafort on taxes and many other things. Nothing to do with our campaign.
To the Russian.
I don't know anything about that. What difference does polling information make? It doesn't matter. And Putin, I will say this. If he had it, it was up to him, he would much rather have Hillary Clinton be president right now. And all of these countries would rather have Biden or anybody else but Trump.
He said he was trying to help elect you. He said that explicitly.
Well, he might have said that after I won, because it's a smart thing to say. Okay?
And Mueller says because that he frankly, was trying to do that.
Mueller said that we rebuffed Russia, that we pushed them away, that we weren't interested. Read the report.
I have read the report. On that, though, your son Don Jr. is up before the Senate Intelligence Committee today.
Are you here to correct your testimony?
Nothing to correct it.
Don Jr. had been caught up in the Russia investigation because of that Trump Tower meeting in 2016, which he set up expecting to get dirt on Hillary Clinton from the Russian government.
He was not charged with anything. In retrospect, though,
not only wasn't he charged, if you read it, with all of the horrible fake news, I mean, I was reading that my son was going to go to jail. This is a good young man, that he was going to go to jail. And all of these horrible stories. And then the report comes out, and they didn't even say, they hardly even talked
about
it.
Should he have gone to the FBI when he got that email?
Okay, let's put yourself in a position. You're a congressman. Somebody comes up and says, hey, I have information on your opponent. Do you call the FBI?
If it's coming from Russia, you do.
I've seen a lot of things over my life. I don't think in my whole life I've ever called the FBI. This is somebody that said, we have information on your opponent. Oh, let me call the FBI. Give me a break. Life doesn't work that way.
The FBI director says that's what should happen.
The FBI director is wrong. But I heard about my son, who's a great young man, going to jail over a meeting where somebody said, I have information on Hillary Clinton. She's the one that should be in jail. She deleted 33,000 emails from sent by the United States Congress. They deleted every one of them.
That's right. Okay? Lock her up.
If you did that, you would have been put in jail.
Your campaign this time around, if foreigners, if Russia, if China, if someone else offers you information on an opponent, should they accept it or should they call the FBI?
I think maybe you do both. I think you might want to listen. I don't, there's nothing wrong with listening. If somebody called from a country, Norway, we have information on your opponent. Oh, I think I'd want to hear it.
You want that kind of interference in our elections?
It's not an interference. They have information. I think I'd take it. If I thought there was something wrong, I'd go maybe to the FBI. If I thought there was something wrong. You go and talk honestly to congressmen. They all do it. They always have. And that's the way it is. It's called Oppo research.
That's right.
Okay.
Everybody wants it.
Oh, boy. I didn't see this part yet. Anybody watch all this?
No.
Second half? I watched the first 35 minutes.
Negative.
I had to go get hotter. Oh, there's Jared Kushner. Oh, my God.
Where's
he gone,
by
the way? Where's he gone?
Oh, I don't know. He's still around. He just...
He's got too many things to head up.
I don't hear anything about him anymore.
Yeah. Oh, and Ivanka is somewhat...
Ivanka's pretty quiet, too, although she's in the room.
Yeah,
she is.
Wearing pink.
Being very Ivanka.
Didn't they just release how much they made together last year? Thought I saw that today.
I don't know. I didn't see it if they did.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to take a wild guess. They made a lot of money.
$135 million.
Yeah. Not bad.
What do you think of that dress?
Boy, that's a tight dress. Did she go to the tight dress store? Did she go to Marianne LaFlamme's? Marianne LaFlamme's. Anne Marie LaFlamme's tight dress store?
Yes. Do you know how much is this dress worth?
That's a very tight dress.
Wow. Super tight dress.
Back that up.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, that is a tight dress. There is breaking news. OJ is threatening parody accounts. he responded to one. OJ Simpson. Let's see. Like I said, delete this parody account, as you call it, or face serious consequences by me.
Oh, see, he is trying to kill those people.
I'll find your ass one way or another, so don't mess with me. I got nothing to lose. Grow up.
Grow up.
I'll find you?
Grow up.
Yeah. Oh.
I'll find
you. Grow up. I already grewed.
Grow up.
They post that the parody account is at Killer OJ Simpson. And they posted a video here, so I haven't seen any of this.
Man, you would never guess who the hell this message
allegedly
me on Twitter in a DM. Look at this shit. OJ Simpson just messaged me.
You don't believe it?
Look at this.
No.
So it's a normal. You know,
why don't you believe it?
Because I don't know. I don't think it's true. I don't think that it's true at all.
You think he made it all up?
I think that instead of an O,
this guy's trying to get some. This guy's trying to get some action.
Instead of an O in OJ, it's zero.
Oh, really? For the real one? So he made the other one too?
I don't know.
Well, no, that's pretty good. That's pretty.
That's pretty smart.
So the guy with the parody account has the one with the knife in the knife emoji.
Yes.
In
No way, OJ Simpson is putting knife emojis in personal messages. No way.
Well, no, he did. I thought he did it after that parody account did thumbs up with a knife, and he just replied with a knife.
Wow.
I don't see the thumbs up.
I don't know. Maybe it is fake.
I'll find your ass one way or another. So don't mess with me. I got nothing to lose. I've got nothing to lose.
The amazing thing is that it could be real and we would believe it, even though it's so absurd. Is there?
I can see him saying this.
Is there a Twitter account, Brandon, with the real Zero J Simpson? Because, I mean, that would answer right there.
Like I said, delete this parody account, as you call it, or face serious consequences by me. Me and my two fists will take serious consequences.
Yeah.
Look at the bio for this one. I kill my wife. I play football. It's even better. Oh, that's great.
Look at his face frozen on that.
Oh, wow. This one's been around for a while, too. So this wasn't just a response. He had 18,000 followers. People thinking it's the real juice. That's beautiful.
This is where babies come from, and this is mine. That should be his quote underneath his
thought of the
account.
Day.
Yes.
I just saw that. That actuality
it wasn't
in
me, it was
print for the first time ever, and the e-story. They had that.
Oh, they did?
They had that quote.
I love that quote.
When he grabbed Nicole, he grabbed her and said, this is where babies come from and this is my... Yeah.
He pointed at a vagina. This is where babies come from and this is mine!
His command of anatomy is amazing.
I like when he ripped the fur coat off her.
Oh, yeah. We're just wrestling.
I'm not buying you a fur coat to go fuck somebody else!
What an asshole. Well, he pays for everything, or I pay for everything around here, fur coat.
I mean, people like to say in music there's no original note combination. There's nothing original you can ever do. There's nothing original you can say. Who has ever said, me and my two fists are leaving?
No one has ever said that.
And no one has ever said, this is where babies come from and this is mine. I don't believe it.
He's an original.
He is. I mean, you got to give him credit for that.
Someone on the Facebook Live wrote, me and my two tweets are leaving. My two tweets. It's really, really funny. I'm so glad he joined social media. I know a lot of people
are really awesome.
Oh, OJ's on social media. It's made my life better. I find it very entertaining. Sorry.
I'm excited so far.
When is he going to be on Cameo?
Hey, you know, when we were talking about the Aston Martin being for sale and the machine guns and the bumpers work and all that.
Sweet.
They at the beginning of the Trump 30 hours thing, they showed the new limo, the Beast, and it can release tear gas. Hmm. They have a limited supply of Trump's blood type on board.
Really?
Yes, and they also can lay out an oil slick.
Wow, just like Spy Hunter.
Just like Bond.
Why would you need an oil slick?
Haven't you ever played Spy Hunter?
Somebody's chasing you.
I get
spin
that,
out.
That Bond movies and cartoons use oil slicks, but is that for real?
Yeah, why not? You try driving on oil, Trudy.
I could. My tires are...
You'd be spinning out.
No. My four tires are leaving.
You got some special oil slick feature on your car?
You got anti-oil...
Traction control?
Yeah.
Every car has it now.
I stabbed those tires. And the waiter. So that's at the beginning. You want to play back?
Yeah, the Beast. No, I think I gave you the highlights.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's the cool stuff.
You know what I thought was interesting was that George at one point said that he talked to a lot of voters in Iowa because Trump and Biden were in Iowa that day.
Mm-hmm.
And that...
When they had their insult off?
Yes. Yeah.
So dumb.
Hello, Iowa!
And George was saying that, you know, I talked to a lot of your fans in Iowa, and most of them said they'd vote for you again. He said a lot of them said they wish you would stop tweeting.
Ah.
Yeah.
Not back on the tweets.
Yeah. Really?
And
George Will was, I think it was George Will was just talking about that, too. Some Republican.
And he said the name calling, you know, things like that. And Trump said, well, they say they don't like it, but I think they do like it. And I thought that was...
Pocahontas?
I thought that was kind of interesting, because I wonder... I mean, it's definitely different having a president who calls people a loser.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and granted, they're always his opponents, but it's just not, you know, it's really like having a New York contractor as a president. Oh, we do.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
It's just not, it's not a political person, obviously, saying these things.
Right.
People in politics just don't talk that way.
Yeah, no.
So I kind of wondered, because I find his tweets annoying. I wish... But I wonder if they help him.
Oh, I'm
sure with certain people.
Definitely fortify. People get off on that, don't they?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think some people do. I think some people are like, oh, finally somebody puts him in his place. But, I mean, people, independents. Because he needs independent votes.
Right.
He has to get some independent votes. I wonder if people in the middle who are, you know, well, I don't know, I like the economy, but I don't like him as president, or I want this, or I'm worried about global warming, or I'm worried about health care, and they're sort of leaning one way or another. I wonder what those people think
of those tweets.
Mean,
don't you consider yourself an independent? What do you think about him?
I'm not a fan of his tweets, generally. I wish he'd stop it.
As a member of the media, aren't you a fan of the tweets?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, overall, he's nonstop amusement in a lot of different ways. And I have to say that when I see, you know, the president this morning tweeted, you know, he's a loser. Usually my first reaction is to laugh.
Laugh, yeah.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, my God. But, you know, if I had my druthers, if I was just looking at it as, you know, do I want the president tweeting stuff like that? No. And
they're losers.
But I do laugh. So I don't know. I think...
I don't care.
I'm just curious as to how independents would. I have a feeling that those tweets. I don't know. My gut tells me that they're not helping him. But then I do think there are people who probably it reinforces. Like, that's why I like him. He tells it like it is.
Right.
The silly tweets are fine. It's when he tweets policy out and everyone's like, huh? What?
Well, that's a different part entirely.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, it's just funny, no context. It's funny how tweets live in infamy too. Like the when he misspelled smoking. Smocking.
Smocking. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I hear that people make jokes about that all the time. It's kind of funny. Yeah. Kofivi or whatever. I wonder how that happened.
Who knows?
Does someone see? Sometimes when he tweets, I'm convinced that it's not him. It's someone who knows how he thinks.
Remember that big article? I think you and I were talking about it once, Trudy, off the air. There's like four people that. Sometimes he does write them.
Who are they?
Like four people that write them, and then he decides and might change some stuff. So they do all go filter through him.
But they do misspell stuff.
I want to know which person liked the Rihanna tweet last week from him. That was really kind of funny and bizarre that he liked a tweet from Rihanna and then 4 hours later deleted the like.
Who are these people involved with his Twitter? I've never. Is it known?
Oh, they named him in that art. That was a long time.
Are they anyone we would know?
No, I don't think so.
Really? God, I would think those would be really tip top people, honestly, because they do make news immediately.
Yeah.
And he talks about that in the. With George,
so close?
About how.
Dan Scavino is the main guy, the White House social media director.
Okay, we're watching that right now. It's on ABC. Well, you're rewatching it.
It looks like a crowded back seat in like a two-door car with a it looks like they're sitting in the back seat of a two-door car.
Why isn't George in a car seat or a booster seat? I'm really worried about him. It would be very dangerous. That'd be great if he was strapped in a full shoulder harness.
You know, it does. It makes George.
He's just a little guy.
Looks so tiny.
This does make Trump look really tall. And when he's standing, too. But I got to say, it makes me feel like George looks smaller than Trump looks taller. George looks like he's 5'2 with Trump.
Yeah, he is about 5'2.
They're like shoulder to shoulder there, though.
I know. It's
really
why are they
bizarre.
Sitting so close? Is it because of the shot? Maybe it's because they just want the.
Possibly.
Oh, look how close the seats are.
The camera
are
shot.
Yeah, that is weird. You think there'd be more space.
Yeah. Well, it is, you know, like triple fortified and that the beast is.
So it cuts down.
The beast.
Badass caddy. Mm-hmm. Look at the size of that door. That's cool. Did you see how thick
that
door was?
It is amazing. There is a new Fox News poll on the Democratic candidates, and they have Biden at 32%, Bernie's at 13%. Elizabeth Warren, 9%.
Did you see that they're allegedly worried about her?
Elizabeth Warren?
Yeah.
Who, Biden?
The Trump campaign.
I find that hard to believe. I think Elizabeth Warren would be his best chance.
She's a goofus.
I would think so, too. But apparently they're worried about the way suburban moms relate to her. Really? She doesn't seem very relatable in general.
I don't know. Maybe they're saying that because they wanted to get momentum.
That was the story. The headline was Trump campaign worried about Pocahontas.
Pocahontas, that's another beauty.
She is up in the poll.
I know.
Biden's down.
I'm kind of shocked.
Heard her beer commercial.
I know. I declared her over when she had those three gaffes in a row around the turn of the year.
Well, the whole DNA thing was so stupid. It's funny. She doesn't really get any shit about that, though, except from Trump.
Well, the Democrats ate her up.
I don't hear much about it. Well, the DNA test. But, I mean, when she was claiming to be Native American, and it was obvious that she wasn't, very few people really, except Trump says it all the time. Buttigieg at 8% and
Edge.
Cammy Kamala, 8%. And the main difference was that Biden was down and Elizabeth Warren was up.
Did you see they asked Buttigieg if he would have a child while in office?
And what did he say?
He said, well, kids have been born in office before, but I think it's something I better talk it over with. And I forgot his husband's name.
Bobby. Bobby Buttigieg.
Is it Bobby?
No, I don't know what his husband's name is.
Chasten,
that's right.
Chasten?
Yeah. It's Norm.
Chasten.
Buttigieg!
Norm self Buttigieg.
Huh. I watched Euphoria, which is the HBO show.
What'd you think?
Honestly, my first thought was, I wonder how real this is. Because they're suggesting that this is what it's really like when you're 17, 18 years old.
No, it's not.
Well, I think some of it probably is. Some of it's very dramatic, and the thing too.
Are there a lot of 17-year-old trans girls hooking up with dudes?
I got to tell you, I don't know. It seems like every third Hollywood child is trans.
Yeah, but
these days, so I have no idea. I don't know. I have no idea. I doubt it. I mean, certainly there were a million things. You could pick out a bunch of things that can go, oh, come on, really? But
the drug use.
The drug use and anxiety. And also they really made it seem like these kids watch porn nonstop.
Oh, yeah.
Which I suspect the guys probably do.
And they're all on their phone.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Snapchat in the episode.
If you're 17 years old and you have an iPhone, of course you're going to watch porn. Are you kidding?
Did you like it, though, overall?
I found it pretty stupid, really.
I thought it was great. I loved it.
I mean, it was watchable.
It's very different.
I thought the football player party.
Yeah.
Seemed kind of sort of real at times, but there's always something where you go, oh, come on.
Okay, like, but then that guy's girlfriend's going to get back at him by banging a guy in a pool.
In his pool.
Yeah.
In his pool. But he's going to go nuts breaking glass and throwing everyone out of the kitchen except one girl.
One
trans
girl.
It sounds like he's going to beat the shit out of her. And then she ends up cutting herself.
The only real part of that scene is while they're getting it out of the pool. Did you notice how many people had their phones out filming it?
Oh, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. of course they would.
It's a different show. It's very, I don't know. It's.
Why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer.
It's pretty edgy.
There was a lot of kids watching porn, a lot of selfies, a lot of dick pics they were talking about, which I suspect that's probably. You know, there's that one girl that was the slut.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
hot, by the way. Wow, is she hot.
Yeah. With getting on with the black guy, that one?
Yeah.
The one? Yeah.
And he tried to choke her.
Yeah.
Because he'd seen a video of her having sex, and she liked being choked.
Oh, because he was into porn.
Oh, I thought it was her they were watching in the video, and they were saying...
Oh, they were, but the choking thing came from the porn.
Oh, well, then she said, well, if you ask me, I might like it.
Nice.
And then they got it on.
Got it on.
Nice. I love the chick that gets out of rehab and immediately goes and buys drugs.
Zendaya.
From a 9-year-old.
Whatever. I don't know. It was very watchable to me.
Yeah, it was watchable. And, of course, the urine test, you know.
Oh, yeah.
She gets her friend to take a pee for her.
I just like how they told that story, too. How it was shot and stuff. It's kind of fun.
How what was shot?
Just how they, you know, the handoff and from the different perspectives, too. Did you know that mom at that table is the that jacket is tighter than dick skin lady?
It is?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I recognize her immediately. I'm like, hey, that's the tighter than dick skin jacket lady.
This Roxy. Jacket is awesome. Yeah, and it's tighter than dick skin.
The mom was Roxy.
You mean the mom that when the girl walks in who's been to rehab, she says, how is rehab?
Yeah, that's her.
Wait, she's an actress?
Yeah, she's an actress.
Okay.
She's a child star. I can't remember who she was.
Really?
She was a big child star, and then she did a bunch of small scenes.
And is she? That's one of her best things, right there.
Oh, actually,
I always think of
Roxy
that when I'm trying
far.
To put on something that's tight.
Alana Eubank.
Yeah. What else was she in?
I find it hard to believe that a parent of a 17-year-old, when their friend comes over, go, "How is rehab?"
Yeah.
Most parents are not that. Stupid.
She was in Sister Act, the second one, Renaissance Man, Brady Bunch movie.
I thought she was in a TV show.
Wow.
How many kids do go to rehab, by the way? I have no earthly idea.
Oh.
Like, how many 17-year-olds, 18-year-olds go to rehab?
She was
going to a rehab.
I don't know how many people know this reference. She was Josie from Beekman's World. Did anybody? You guys are too old for that. Do you remember Beekman's World?
Brandon? I do. Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember her from Beekman's World?
I don't. I remember her from Sister Act.
I never saw it.
Pretty big
do,
sister.
Do a lot of... seniors in high school go to rehab.
You're going to a rehab.
I mean, I have no idea.
You know what? I think there were actually a couple when I was a senior in high school.
You're going into a rehab.
We had one that went to a rehab.
I don't remember anybody going to a rehab.
You're going into a rehab.
But I do know.
She didn't wear any makeup or anything like that. She was all completely changed.
From rehab?
Yeah.
What's wrong with makeup?
I don't know. She just completely cleaned everything up, including, you know.
She went to rehab for makeup.
No, it's like she reversed.
She needs
all
to go
her...
to Get Hotter rehab after that.
Because she was a cheerleader before that, and then she went to rehab, and she was like way different.
Really? What was her drug of choice?
I don't know. I don't know. Probably alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, there was stuff going around.
Yeah.
It's high school.
Of course, at the party, they're cranking Cardi B.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, God.
That's real.
Probably.
Trudy, you didn't see it, right?
No, I did
So you
not.
Didn't see the scene of the fully erect penis? That wasn't a real penis?
How many erect penises am I supposed to check out in this?
Yeah, she saw an 85-year-old erect penis today.
and several 20-year-olds.
Well, they gave it the Steven Weber treatment. It was blurred.
All right, let's see it.
Oh, you want me to find it? Okay.
Yeah, sure. All right. Serve it up.
You acted like you didn't want to see it.
I just had a question.
What, how many erect penises I've seen?
Per episode, I am...
Sorry. Are you going to file a complaint with HR?
No.
Are there a lot?
Because I understand the room.
So, are there a lot of high school kids choking girls and during sex? Is that commonplace?
Yeah, that's what they see in porn.
I found that a little hard to believe.
That's what they see in porn.
Right, but you would not have, way back, you would not have seen people choking anybody.
No.
During sex. And now that you've been exposed to it, you might try it.
Well,
it just seems
a lot of girls. It seems that every time there's a survey about sex, it's a lot of women like being roughed up a little bit. They like, they like a man to take charge. They like to be a little submissive. They like to be tied up. They like to be bitten. I mean, I read that a lot every time I read one of those things. And
do guys like the same?
Do guys what?
Do you guys also like those things?
To be roughed up?
You're traveling into the BDSM world.
No, it's part of the fantasy that some woman's going to just dominate you. And it's not
to be dominated. Yeah. I don't get that at all. I really don't. I suppose it seems like it's always super powerful people that like that. They want.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Paul Giamatti in Billions.
The hook is happening.
Yeah, you're right. That guy does do the claw. That's Aziz Ansari's move.
Yeah, what was up with this girl?
Well, she's trans.
There you go.
Why is she with a 50-year-old guy?
She met him on a website, like Tinder or something. There you go, Trudy.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Hey, he's not in bad shape.
It's not real, though. Not in bad shape. I didn't even notice. I was just staring at the dick.
It is fair. It's very fuzzy.
I know. It's so stupid. I mean, I got so much hype. I gotta show you this chick.
Cool. I hope it's a naked dude with a boner.
You got a very undefined penis.
I wanna show Brandon this one.
Why
chick.
Is it fuzzy?
I was gonna watch the show.
Oh, okay. I know you'll appreciate it though. In a rape.
But here's the thing. Everyone on the planet watches porn. Fact. And if you were to click on the 20 most popular videos on Pornhub right now, this is basically what you'd see.
Good girl, yes, yes.
Are you gonna be an obedient little slut?
I don't confirm.
Say thank you again.
Oh, thank you. I'm not trying to be sex negative or anything, I'm just saying.
Stop!
Sex negative?
Shit isn't out of left fucking field.
Fuck McKay!
No.
What did I do? Wait, I wanna see your boobs. Like sorry.
I don't believe that.
You don't believe what?
Of those clips, I don't think they're the top 20 on Pornhub. I do not concur.
Okay.
I mean, there's definitely a number of women who like being submissive. I don't know if they like being Mark, or what's his name, Bechera? Yeah, Mark Bechera.
Bob
Bechera. Bob Bechera.
Master Bob, Drew.
Yeah, Master Bob.
The mayor of Middlesex.
I don't think they want Master Bob.
There you go, Brandon.
God, no.
There you go, Brandon.
Holy shit.
I know. Hubba.
Look at that.
Our gigundous tubes.
She's in high school.
Well,
the actress isn't. The character is.
I wonder how old that actress is.
I can't wait till I go to high school.
He's not buying she's in high school.
Well, no.
That's what I love about these high school girls, man. I get older, they stay the same age.
Hey, Drew, we were talking earlier about somebody in prison who wanted to observe his pagan holidays or something.
Oh, yeah.
There's a story.
My man.
Oh, today, yeah.
There's a story about how that's all, kind of new again, that there's a lot of people who now identify.
Is he a Wiccan?
As Wiccan.
Yes, he's Wiccan.
It's the growing, fastest growing religion in America.
Yeah, but if you go from 2 to 4, like 2,000 people to 4,000 people.
Oh, true, yeah.
Sure, 100%
growth. Yeah, I don't know what the numbers are. All I know is this story is a prisoner in Macomb County who murdered 2 people.
Yeah.
And personally, I don't care how many fucking Wiccan holidays he gets. Fuck you.
Sorry.
Why is he so religious all of a sudden? Gee, couldn't he have been a little more religious and not killed people? Wouldn't that have been nice? Why do they kiss these people's asses and go, oh, your Wiccan holidays. Yes, let's get the incense and the candles and put you in the chapel for your Wiccan holidays. And then he's pissed because he only gets 8 holidays. He wants 12. And they said, Look, for the other 12, you just stay in your cell and enjoy yourself.
Gargoyles! Psychics!
Can't they do...
I can't have incense and candles in my cell. Well, you fucking murdered two people, asshole, so fuck you.
You lose a few. 7 days to live.
And I gotta tell you, I feel the same way about all these other things people want because of their religion. Well, you know what? You shouldn't have killed people, and then you could do all you
want. Well, you know what I was thinking
about? It is prison.
That's the religion now that I should assume because you get more holidays off, right? Would you give us a Wiccan holiday, Drew?
No, I don't think we'd have a Wiccan holiday. I don't think so.
Damn it.
Shouldn't there be a line drawn, like, you know how they decide to be in the presidential debate? You have to have, like, polling at 3% and 65,000 donations. For these religions, can't it be like, there has to be this many members?
Oh, in other words, because you could just make up anything.
Just make up any religion.
Before people recognize it.
Was that guy that had the weed religion in Wisconsin?
Oh yeah,
there's like 19 people in it.
No, that doesn't know that, guy
that
here.
Pot is a sacrament. He's got 4,000 pounds of pot on him. It's a sacrament.
His problem is marketing.
When do we want it? 2 p.m.
So, there were some other local things too, not just this guy in Macomb County. And fuck him again if you missed it earlier. There was a wild Cunanan-like crime in Allegan County in Michigan where this guy stole a car and then... I think he crashed the car, stole another car.
Wow.
Stole another car, and then he stole another car. And meanwhile, the cops are, like, getting onto him just about every time. And then he goes in his house, and he has these people he's holding hostage, and then he decides, well, I'm going to steal their car. And he just starts to leave the house to drive off in their car, and they shot him.
Wow. Good.
Get himself up.
Sorry.
But it was kind of a Cunanan-esque crime.
Was he a chameleon each time?
I don't know if he changes look too much. I'd like to find out more, though. That was a good story. And then there was a no more guns for you story. This Flint officer whose gun went off at a wrestling meet in Fowlerville. Oh, yeah. And, of course, charges dismissed. So no more guns for him.
Yep.
Even though shouldn't that be no more guns for you?
Yes.
If your gun's just going off at a wrestling meet?
Yeah.
And then,
if you can't handle it. Yeah.
Did I mention the dancing FBI guy that did the flip?
No, what happened with him?
His gun flew out and it shot someone in the leg?
Yeah.
He got his gun back.
What?
That was such an obvious no more guns for you. You're dancing like a madman. You're doing flips. Your gun's flying out of your pocket. It shot someone. You cannot handle having a gun.
He's
clearly
still not allowed
he
to dance. He's still not allowed to dance, though, right?
No.
No more dancing for him.
But he loves dancing. He did a flip. You know, he practices it all the time.
He loves, speaking of loving dancing, there's another story about Stonewall in the news. And this guy was talking about, you couldn't be this. You couldn't be gay outside these doors. But when you went in there, you can be yourself. And for me, that meant you could dance. It just made me laugh. Like, this guy was just fighting for the right to dance. It was like Footloose. I just thought it was really funny.
Footloose is a hilarious movie.
It's a ridiculous concept.
I have to watch that movie about every 5 years just for a while.
Really?
Laugh. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's so stupid.
And him dancing in the factory or wherever he is or in the woods.
How rebellious.
It's so dumb.
Rebellious.
I know.
What a madman.
Kevin Bacon was on the Old Man Show just a couple of weeks ago.
This isn't a podcast. We were so mad at him.
Thanks for listening to Wheels on the weekend, too. I think that
was, oh, boy.
Yeah, it did. Double bust, the first one ever.
Oh, my God. I hope this isn't on Wheels this weekend. You busting.
He doesn't like the Kevin Bacon connector game.
He didn't, but then he grew to like it.
He grew to like it.
So why am I talking
about it?
He
was a big baby about it, I thought.
He grew to like it because it connected people. It's like, no, that's not the point of the parlor game, as he calls it.
It doesn't connect people. It connects Kevin Bacon.
So deep.
You should have loved it.
But the Bacon brothers, you know, they couldn't get through that without mentioning the Bacon brothers.
Oh, of course not. The worst band ever.
Are they?
Yeah, they're terrible. They're horrible. Trudy,
what did you retitle them?
The Fabulous Bacon Boys.
No, I thought you were retitled like Kevin Bacon and his loser brother band or something.
Well, I may have. But I do like the Fabulous Bacon
That's
Boys.
That's great, yeah.
That seems to fit. If they were good, they'd have hit records. He's Kevin Bacon.
They have like 12 albums with no hits.
You know, the thing is,
I hate that we all know that he's in the Bacon Brothers.
He's like, carrying a lame-ass brother, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that song sucks.
How much is Kevin expected to do? God.
They got the Oak Park shooter. Yeah,
I was on foot. Scary.
He killed his brother-in-law. Yeah. That was not far from you, Mark. They caught him at Berkeley and Dartmouth.
Oh my God!
It could have been me.
Could have been you.
They caught him at Berkeley and Dartmouth. I didn't know that. Oh,
he was in a vacant house.
You know what's funny?
That could have been me.
When he was on the loose that night, I actually said to Julie, well, "Let's make sure we turn on all the outside lights."
He was in the area.
That's not what I do.
I got a question. What are outside lights going to do if somebody is?
It's going to make him pick a different house.
Really?
Well, why would he pick?
He found a vacant house, to his credit. And by the way,
I'm never looking outside for people who are walking around a house that's got.
Well, no, it doesn't mean he's not going to choose a house. It means he's not going to choose your house.
Okay.
There was a major hero in the story. I think it was check Fox 2 last night. It's either at 2 o'clock or 10 o'clock, whichever comes up first. There's a guy who was describing his heroic observations.
Cool.
Oh, I love these.
Yeah, I did too. I was kind of into it because like I'd like to have a neighbor like that. It was the first Fox newscast.
These are all 6 o'clock. So I got to find the.
Yeah, it was 2:30 or 10 o'clock.
Did you notice they title them differently? One has a space between the two.
I did not notice that.
Really?
Fun, huh?
Wow.
It's the first
newscast.
That was the same one.
Yeah, I think it was yesterday. I thought it was. It's at the very beginning, like the first couple minutes. Let's see. Is that?
And I wish they would have. I wish I would have known. I would have gone out there, and been interviewed, and just so I could say it could have been me.
Let's see. Is this it?
Yep, this is it.
To talk to someone, when all of a sudden we noticed a very large presence here at the intersection of Berkeley and Dartmouth. This is video of Oak Park police taking a murder suspect into custody Sunday around 5:30 p.m. 23-year-old Devontae Bailey accused of killing his 29-year-old common-law brother on Burton Street Saturday. Approximately 24 hours later and just blocks away on Berkeley Street.
We had officers around the perimeter of the location. He exited the house on his own. I don't believe that he knew that we were outside when we ordered him down to the ground to surrender. He retreated back inside the house.
But within minutes, he came out and surrendered to police. The house vacant and under renovation. But there were some clues that Gordon Waterstone and his family picked up on.
We went around the backyard. They were looking around, and they saw the grass trampled and the fence a little bit out of dirt, right? And we saw the kick marks on the door.
Waterstone and his family members tipped off police after they found out about the murder in their neighborhood.
My brother saw it online, and he said, look, this was just happening. It was just over, just a block over. And that's when we started really thinking of putting things together. But I'm glad that it's worked out. You know, you see something, you say something.
Police say Bailey is from Alabama and has only
been
in Michigan for a few months.
Everybody has so many
cliches. He was living at the house where the murder took place with his girlfriend and her family. Her brother, the victim, also lived there. Bailey ran away after the murder, but
there was nowhere for him to go, so this made logical sense, and we started to kind of put everything together.
You know, I know that they how dangerous they thought he was. I'm just glad they came out peacefully for all of all the neighbors here, that it was just as peaceful as it was.
Now, police did.
He's glad that he put it together. He's glad that he could be a hero for the neighborhood.
That was the weapon used in Saturday's murder. In Oak Park.
Breaking news.
Camille and Mary Fox.
So it was.
Just right here, some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
So it was Berkeley Street and Dartmouth Street in Oak Park. And the breaking news is that this house is equidistant from that house as mine is to it.
So
it could
have
been you as well.
It could have been me.
The breaking news is it could have been you.
Wow.
We're both 1.8 miles away.
Heavy.
Yeah.
Wait, what night was this?
Saturday, he shot him.
Oh.
Saturday
night.
Sunday.
And then they caught him last night. But he was on foot
for
like a whole day. That's all they said. He doesn't have a car, so he's on foot.
And got in and go 1.8 miles further.
So it clearly could have been
north or east.
Me. Or Mark.
Or anybody within a 1.8 mile radius.
Wow. Brandon, did you get the email with the 5 years ago today?
Yeah. I got to bring it up, though.
Why did Cosby release a video for Father's Day?
He's America's dad.
Dictated in prison.
He's America's dad, Drew.
He really thinks people want to hear about from him on
Father's
Day.
I just think it started with, hey, hey, hey.
After slavery was over, America kept breaking up the black man's family.
That's
some awful history to teach.
So is raping.
After slavery was over, America kept breaking up the black man's family.
So he put that clip on Instagram and then wrote, hey, it's America's dad. I know it's late, but to all the dads, it's an honor to be called a father. So let's make today a renewed oath to fulfilling our promises.
Oh, so he's still going to be the good Bill Cosby?
Yeah.
What a hashtag.
For raping 50 women?
Hashtag renewed oath to the family. What does that even mean, renewed oath to our family?
Unless you're some chick that he
raped.
Roofied.
Yeah.
And her family.
What a dick. No one wants to hear from you, Cosby.
I'm amazed that he would give a fuck.
Well, who's the ass that posts it for him, too?
I don't know. His social media department.
Is he working his way towards trying to get back out as fast as possible?
I'm sure he is.
Like, no way. People finally go, oh, my God, that's the good Bill Cosby. Let him out.
Good luck with that.
He's good now.
Oh, look, he's saying important things again.
Yeah.
He's telling
he
black his influence in the black community.
He's telling black kids to pull up their pants.
He hasn't attacked any women in a while. Even though he's in prison.
I love when he was piling on Eddie Murphy.
I know.
When Eddie Murphy came, I was like, would you shut up? He's only the most popular comedian in the world, you
idiot.
Yeah,
props to Eddie Murphy for not revealing it. I mean, he could have done that. Probably. Wasn't it well known? Even
I don't remember how that came
out. Been for a long time?
Didn't Eddie say it at some point? That, yeah, Bill Cosby was trying to tell me to knock it off with the swearing.
Oh.
Because so it was after the Raw, I think.
He walked right up to it.
Shut up. Ugh.
So it's the 25-year anniversary of OJ, and it's the 5-year anniversary of the nickname.
Let's double the audio and goose it. Make him laugh his ass off.
Crank it, Brandon.
Oh, Brandon's on it. And AV6
Wait,
is
who's on it?
What?
Don't you mean Brandon?
Oh, Brandon, I'm sorry.
That's his new name. It's pronounced Gordon.
What's that commercial? Sprint Family commercial?
The Framley ads, which I know they're stupid, but they still make me laugh for no reason. Mainly because of that line, Gordon.
Well, the guy's pissed because Gordon's not in the plan.
No, he doesn't want Gordon in the house. Why is he on the plan? It's pronounced Gordon. And of course, Gordon's this emo, weird emo dude.
I know, wearing black lipstick.
It's pronounced Gordon.
So Brandon decided he's now Brandon. Based on.
It's pronounced Gordon.
Yeah. Who keeps track of these anniversaries? Yeah, happy anniversary, Brandon.
Thomas.
Thank you.
Yeah, David Rums. Yeah.
Here's another great email we got from Jim Kelso today. Did you see this one?
Oh, I did. I
got to write him back and tell him to skip today, too.
My brother and I spent 20 minutes this weekend talking to your 67-year-old dad and subscribing and listening to your podcast. Super glad you guys decided to kick off today's episode with an 85-year-old priest. Gay porn, LOL.
Sorry.
Maybe we'll start with tomorrow's episode instead. I agree with Brandon that maybe 85-year-old gay priest porn is more third hour of the show material.
Hey, they have rights. Priests and gay people.
How fucking
they're going to go on the top of the show if they want to be.
After like 1,000 episodes, this is the one that airs right after we download the podcast onto our dad's phone.
What
Keep
are the
stiff.
Odds?
We know Norm is.
So you might want to skip some of today's.
Well, maybe dad will just listen to the first hour. It's his first day.
What if dad goes to the website?
Oh, what are the chances? That?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he wants a higher plane.
Hey, Brandon, before we wrap, what is Kevin Sorbo in trouble for?
Kevin Sorbo is in trouble because of some tweets that he put out over the weekend. He is...
Kevin Sorbo. Who is Kevin Sorbo?
He's Hercules.
It's Hercules.
Okay. Has he done anything in the last 20 years?
Yeah, he got religion and
you sound like kind of a Kevin Sorbo fan.
Yeah.
I kind of liked Hercules. I thought he was kind of hot and, you know, watched that...
Chicks did dig him, didn't they?
I watched that ridiculous show for a while, but...
Sorbo!
But then Sorbo got real serious and weird.
So Sorbs is pro-life. And you put that out on Twitter, and you're going to get attacked. So he put...
Okay, so he's not in trouble.
Well, a lot of people are hitting him pretty hard.
You're allowed to be pro-life.
Hercules.
What, are you not allowed to be pro-life anymore?
Not on Twitter, I guess.
Well, he went out on a rant. So here's his first tweet. It said, a party that supports abortion over life, illegal aliens over its citizens, and refugees over its veterans is going to lecture me on morals? I don't think so.
And Hercules.
He followed it up with that with 68 people were killed in mass shootings in 2018. But did you know that 2,000 were killed by illegal aliens? Just saying, build the wall. So now he's pro-life and build the wall,
okay.
Which people are going to jump on him for. And then,
well, you are allowed. I mean, he's allowed to think these things.
You build it, Sorbs.
He hasn't called anyone any names yet, has he?
What were some of the responses?
I don't know. I mean, it's all over the internet.
Well, it looks like there's a couple other tweets, too.
Yeah, if he said, if women are upset at Trump's naughty words, who the hell bought 80 million copies of 50 Shades of Grey? Oh, come on.
Naughty words.
She should run for president, then.
And then it's just a whole bunch of different things. Like
so he really got on a roll there.
He's dogging women for getting...
It seems like he's... Is he coming out of the right-wing closet? Is that sort
of
what's going on?
I think he's kind of been out, hasn't he?
A little bit. So he's been having Twitter spats.
Hercules.
With, like, Stephen King and stuff like that.
Oh, Stephen King?
Stephen King cares what he has to say either.
Why does Stephen King want to engage with Kevin Sorbo? It doesn't seem like an uneven... I mean, like... I didn't see Stephen King go, no, he's too small. I'm not going to engage with him. Should he engage with James Woods?
You know, let those two idiots battle it out where no one can hear.
Yeah.
What does Stephen King say?
Let's see. They got into a spat, but this one that's specific in Yahoo here says, so-called mass shootings are just the tip of the iceberg. Guns killed 14,000 Americans in 2018, Sorbo.
And how did Sorbo respond?
Oh, did he say Sorbo?
No.
Did he call him Sorbs?
I like that, Brandon. Sorbs.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, between OJ and Sorbo, and who else? Who's the third? Fucking Bill Cosby. Everybody's just going crazy because we're talking about all these guys today, and it's 2019 when we should be talking about 1994.
I kind of agree, but hey,
Hercules.
OJ is the everybody's talking about. OJ being on Twitter is on Good Morning America and the Today Show. Everyone was talking about it. It is kind of a big deal. It's pretty cool, actually.
I know. It's great. When's he going to be on Cameo?
You know what's interesting, though, about like the Sorbo thing and LeVar Ball and these things that. Is LeVar Ball, is that really a big deal or is that just a few people?
Oh, it's done by now.
Okay.
It's probably been done for
I'm undefeated. Never lost.
I'm still beside myself over. Friday, when I was watching this whole Jessica Biel thing, and that picture went up on Twitter, it was like, whammo! Like, Jessica Biel, you idiot! And, you know, all the pro-vaccination people, which is 99.9999% of the world.
Thankfully.
And people are very angry because the anti-vaxxers are bringing back measles. And, I mean, this is a big deal now. It's not like just something we're arguing about friendly or just, you know, having a little discussion. This year there were, 1,000 cases of measles?
Yeah
it's
and so national health we've issue. Brought back something that was extinguished.
That
so
can kill
people,
you.
Yes, that can kill you. You used to kill 6,000 children a year.
And that can cost the economy a lot of money.
It's just dumb. It's so dumb, it's hard to fathom why anyone would even put themselves on that side. But although Kristen Cavallari, I know, did a lot of research, as did Jenny McCarthy, and... Jessica Biel.
That sentence is just hilarious in any regard.
I know. Well, Kristen Cavallari
did a lot of research.
Somebody got on her ass, and she said, I don't want to talk about it. The only thing I want to say is that I've read a lot of books about it. Like, she sees herself as being more studied than
a doctor.
Many people at the Center for Disease Control, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it just sounded so dumb. But then she wouldn't answer after that. She's like, I'm just going to be my anti-vaxxer self, and I'm not talking to anybody about it. I want to talk about it. And she has a TV show, so she doesn't want to murder her TV show.
Sure.
But in reading the connected articles, you know, I saw the one on Robert De Niro in particular. I was like, wait, why is Kevin Sorbo in so much trouble and Jessica Biel's in so much trouble and Robert De Niro gets a pass on his anti-vaxxing? I don't get it.
It's because he's not on Twitter.
Yeah, but he's a known anti-vaxxer.
Oh, sure, I understand. I agree with you. But all these fights happen via social media.
But there's no outrage.
Right. Oh, because those people that get outraged are on social media.
Jenny McCarthy is. Why does she get a pass? She started it.
I don't.
Jim Carrey too.
Jim Carrey does get a pass, which is really weird.
Why does he get a pass?
I don't know. Because maybe everybody should be focused on the fact that he murdered that chick.
He gets a lot of passes when you put it that way.
Because he's funny.
Well, I know he's funny. And yeah. I like his
Actually,
stuff.
Though, you know what? He does not get a pass when he draws a painting and puts it on Twitter. Then people shit all over him.
Oh, don't people like his paintings?
Yeah, he puts them
in. Oh, but a lot of people get really mad at him.
Yeah, he wants that.
He gets a lot of love, though.
Yeah. Yeah. It's to deflect from all his anti-vaxxer murder charges.
Good deflection, though.
Right? I know. Distraction. By drawing some shitty paintings that are kind of weird.
Yeah, some of them are kind of interesting.
I'm just really surprised. I realize Robert De Niro is in a lot of great movies, and I love them as much as anyone. I just thought as soon as anti-vax was attached to you, you just became poisonous almost.
I
thought, well, why in the world? Okay, I realize he's a very popular actor. I love his acting, but he's also, I thought, is it because he says fuck Trump and he hates Trump so much? Does that get him over this anti-vax thing? I mean, this is a ridiculous line of thinking.
I don't think so. But, I mean, I'm sure with some people, but I doubt it.
I didn't even know he was an anti-vaxxer.
I doubt they even connect the dots.
Am I the only one that knew he was an anti-vaxxer?
I didn't know until you told me.
Yeah.
And what kind of a dog? What?
Drew's trying to take down De Niro.
De Niro has no children, right?
Yeah. Yes.
His one kid wasn't even his kid.
Oh, yeah. That was a wild story. De Niro was paying child support, a lot of child support, for a child that was not his. And DNA test revealed when the kid was like, I want to say like 18.
Yeah, pretty much.
That the child was not his. And Darren said, I want my child support back. I think he wanted to stop paying child support.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. And like, no, you can't.
And he had a divorce agreement that said he had to pay for the child's college or something. He's like, this is bullshit. This is not my kid. And the court said, no, because you thought he was your kid for all this time. You're responsible for this.
Yeah.
Which I thought was bizarre.
And the kid's used to it.
And I love that the person, by the way, who just blew the kid off, who never paid a dime, gets off scot-free.
Right. Yeah. I like the idea, though, that you should continue getting what you're used to getting, because I would like to continue getting what I was used to getting. Don't you think that?
Yeah,
right?
I agree.
If you're used to
kid,
getting something more,
yeah. I mean, he seemed like he liked the kid too. That was, Robert De Niro and RFK Jr. have joined forces to push vaccine anti-vax.
Dumb.
Great.
That was in 2017. A month after he met with then President Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. descended on Washington with actor Robert De Niro to hold a press conference about vaccine safety. This was a showcase of some of the most thoroughly discredited claims about vaccines and the notion they cause autism, the suggestion of vaccines are a huge source of mercury. Why wasn't this news, though? I don't even remember this happening. Robert Kennedy spent a day with Robert De Niro. I don't know.
When was this?
Weird. 2017.
There's probably something else going on.
They had a press conference.
Yeah.
I mean, you think that's...
Juice probably did something.
now, this gets more attention, and I wonder if this is true.
This story is so bizarre.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Conspiracy theorist and InfoWars host Alex Jones sent child pornography to the lawyers for the families of the Sandy Hook tragedy, their lawyers said. The law firm representing the families in the 2012 mass shooting stated in court documents filed Monday they've contacted the FBI after discovering child porn in electronic files Jones recently turned over.
So what happened is, you know, during discovery of this lawsuit, they have to send things back and forth, and the Sandy Hook lawyers are claiming that within all the files about Alex Jones and his business, there was child porn in there.
Bunch of liberal trendies.
And that he...
But he just came out and said that someone was hacking him.
Yeah, so he's saying someone put him in there, and I'm going to give you $1 million to find out who did it. But the lawyers are like, look, we just started reviewing this stuff. It's on there. We contacted the FBI.
Oh.
Oh. I mean, it's really a bizarre thing.
You're trying to set me up with child porn. I'll get your ass,
Jones states on the broadcast.
$1 million, you little gang members. $1 million to put your head on a pike.
Wait, he's offering a reward to whom?
Oh, he's claiming that he was hacked.
To anybody who can find out who put this child porn, you know, on these discovery files.
Oh, along with OJ trying to find the real killer. Yeah,
exactly.
Uh-huh.
But that's a really risky, stupid move on his part.
Yeah. Like,
why would he do that?
He's a nut.
Interesting.
Well, it's a new conspiracy theory that he can throw out there.
You're right.
Yeah.
But that's so, I don't know. It's not going to help him, though. It's pretty easy to figure that stuff out, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I would think
FBI
so.
Find out where the files originated from.
It's because of the Jews.
You want to get us out of here, Brandon? Hall Financial Hotline, closing. 248-308-5000. Hall Financial. Did I announce the opening of the Hall Financial Hotline?
It opened.
I just wondered if I said anything. Click the link on our website. Fill out the online form. Hall Financial will get back to you pronto. Hey, Michigan baseball.
Yep. That's a big one today.
How about that?
I don't know.
College World Series.
It's a good story, though.
Hey, everybody, go to the store and see our new cool merchandise, though. Yeah. This stuff is really...
The coffee mugs look really good. I got to say, the logo looks sharp on
the tumbler, stainless steel, so tough for the
tumbler's
job.
Cool.
It's funny when you put all these orders in, at least in my head, I'm like, oh my God, please, I hope they turn out okay. Please turn out good looking. And I got to say,
man,
hit them out of the park this time.
Yeah. I'm throwing my other ones away because this is cool.
Plus, the bumper sticker.
Hot and cold, Trudy.
I know.
That was an upgrade, executive decision made.
Yeah. Thanks,
I do
Joey.
Like the bumper sticker a lot.
That's cool.
Yeah, there's four different ones. Two are, you know, one's a, put it on your computer or your phone. The other one is for a hard hat, the circle.
Oh, yeah.
Hard hat? Is there a big hard hat market?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Or any helmet, biker, you know, motorcycle helmet.
Oh, yeah, toolbox.
Cycling helmet.
Is there a toolbox market, Brandon?
There is in my garage. Got tons of stickers. Or the pole down here.
Some True. Have been added to the pole. Yeah.
And the pole is getting mighty busy.
Charlotte added a pentagram to the pole when she was here. I don't think she knew what it was.
Yeah, boy. All right, we'll see you tomorrow on the Drew and Mike Show. Have a good one, everybody. See ya! Oh, Boner Line, Brandon?
Sure.
Boner Line's going to crank up. Heads up.
Hey, gang. Hi, Meg and Layla.
What's up, nerds?
Good morning, Timpo.
Drew, did I just hear you claim that U2 isn't played enough on the radio? The last five times I've turned on the radio, it's been a fucking U2 song. You two sucks balls.
Hello, hello.
Drew popping off about millennials, nothing new. But then pops off again and says something about millennials don't know how to do it themselves. Is this the same guy who was blowing himself when he's almost 60 years old and finally changes his first tire? Come on, Drew. I know how to change a tire before I was 16. Let's go, man. Can't do it yourself. You can't even go to the grocery store without getting anxiety.
Anytime someone walks through a cloud of vape smoke, a millennial is born.
Millennials, especially older millennials like us, definitely had it bad.
That's right.
You get out of college, there's no jobs out there because the economy's in the tank, and those jobs you do get are at the bottom of the barrel. Yes, it pushed out the baby boomers. It wasn't easy for them either, but come on. You can't compare the loan values that millennials had to cover to anybody else. It's significant. It's significantly more.
I agree.
So you guys need to lay off millennials in general. I mean, there's definitely a lot wrong with us. But, come on, what you're saying just isn't right. Brandon's right.
Just remember that.
Tell him about that Mazaway.
Damn it.
Yeah, I don't know why you guys don't give him more shit about not even listening to the podcast that he's on. It's like the guy wants to do the littlest amount of work possible with anything he does in his life.
You butt out.
I am not leaving my name because I'm ashamed I know this. But, Drew, it's not morning Gloria. It's calling Gloria.
Glory, Gloria! 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 Gloria!
Drew, I gotta side with Mark on the number percentage thing. It's possible to have two numbers at 100%. I have two numbers.
Dang.
So if you call either, you 100% will get my voicemail.
Wait, don't hang up.
So it doesn't make any sense that the numbers have to add up to 100%.
He's like, I can speak for 3 hours without a phone call. Try doing that sometime.
So once again, you guys are bashing millennials, saying that we don't have any sex. Hey, let me tell you something. I'm a millennial, I'm 29 years old, and I've had 51 sex partners in my life.
Yeah, right.
Drew is a baby boomer. Mark is a Gen Xer. I've met a lot of people.
Dang.
Like... Come on, am I having enough sex compared to what you guys were having back in the day? Just curious. I'm pretty happy with where my sex life has been, but I'm just tired of hearing that we don't have enough sex.
Hey, sweet thing. My name is Geppetto, because I make the ladies my puppets.
Yeah, I just want to say congrats to Ty Nepinus.
Who's that dude?
On the birth of the little one. Miss him very much on the show. Wish he was still around. Hopefully... some things can change and he can be back one day.
No, no, no.
Well, I was wondering how you think Trudy can take a big bite of her cookie during the commercial break when she's usually reading all of your copy.
First time I called, I accidentally called 20966 Boehner. B-A-N-E-R. It was another dude, so you may want to call him and tell him you apologize.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Yo, I totally agree with Drew. Live PD fucking blows, man. Nothing ever happens on that show.
I'm so glad they brought back Cuff.
Ah, you ain't dead.
As a millennial, agree with Brandon in almost everything.
Brandon. Okay.
Including the Bezos drop needs to be played way more. MacGruber is probably the funniest movie of all time.
That's true. I've seen that. I've watched that.
You guys, I love you, but it is not a notary republic. It is a notary public. Please stop saying notary republic.
No way.
Brandon, as a fellow millennial, I just want to thank you for always defending us, being the voice of the millennials. Thanks for sticking up for us. Keep up the good work.
You're welcome.
Okay, I had a question for Big Poppy. I was curious with the Lexus. Is that your car or your wife's car? I mean, how did that work?
It's actually my car, but I bought it for her.
This is an official petition to have Charlotte replace Maz on Tuesdays.
Charlotte.
No.
Raccoons are fucking awesome.
It's pretty much my favorite animal.
I've raised dozens and dozens of them, and they are the sweetest little bitches in the world. Yeah, they can be assholes. They sure can. No doubt. But they're usually assholes for their own self-defense, because humans are assholes.
If you bite you, you get rabies and you die.
Yo, two millennials calling, drinking Budweisers. You got your stock. Hey, Mark, your meh generation ruined the music industry. Thanks a lot, Napster. Thanks a lot, Rap Rock. Go fuck yourself, meh.
This is a generation that is willing to pay dues.
Hey, I just want to say thank you to Brandon for sticking up for millennials. Fighting the good fight. Applebee's and Chili's and all that shit gets the guy anyway. But I'll give you one that you're welcome that we killed it. Remember we used to order something used to take 8 to 12 weeks to get? We killed that. You can get shit the next day now. You're welcome. See ya. 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 See ya.